Hey there, the story I'm about to tell you is gonna be kinda weird. I'm Papa Elf, and here at the North Pole, us elves make toys for all the children all over the world. Now us elves, we're little guys, okay? We're tiny, we're like midgets, but smaller. Am I allowed to say midget? I mean, I'm an elf, I basically am one. Yeah, we're like midgets, we're tiny. So, this one time, Santa Claus was delivering presents, and it was the last house of the night. And he put his bag on the ground like an idiot, and some baby crawled into his bag and stowed away. So when Santa Claus got back to the North Pole, he opened up his bag, and there's a baby in there. And then instead of, I don't know, returning him home and calling his parents or calling the police, Santa decided to keep the baby, like some kind of weird Epstein shit. And then he looked at me and said, "You're gonna raise this baby like it's an elf." And I said, "Santa, he's gonna be fucking huge. He's gonna know he's not an elf." And he was huge. He was gigantic. He doesn't fit on our toilets, not in our chairs, not in our beds, and definitely not in our showers. He was really good on the basketball team, though. We won 6 championships in a row. So anyway, that is where our story starts. So enjoy, as a human tries to be an elf.
Okay, everybody, it's only a few days till Christmas. Spira, how many zergs did you make today?
3,000.
3,000? You better step it up or you're not going to meet your quota.
Yes, sir.
Okay, man, how many bicycles did you make?
21,000.
Oh, good job. You're right on schedule. Okay, buddy, how many Etch-A-Sketches did you make?
1,000? No.
100?
Just one.
Just one Etch-A-Sketch? How many cat pianos did you make?
Just one.
One cat piano? What about Blumpkin buttons?
Just that one.
What have you been doing all day?
They're really hard to make.
Buddy, just get out of here.
Okay.
Why is he so slow?
Because he's not even a real elf. If he hasn't figured out he's a human by now, he never will. If he hasn't figured out he's a human by now, buddy, are you okay?
I'm okay. I just need some water.
No! Buddy, get your shirt off of me! Help! Somebody help! I can't breathe!
I hate my life! A human! Not an elf!
What's wrong, buddy?
Not right now, Mr. Narwhal! Papa Elf, am I a human?
Oh yeah, kid, no shit. Look how big you are. Just sit down, I got a story to tell you. And then I went on to tell Buddy that his real father lives in Florida and doesn't pay his house payments. And Buddy wanted to go meet him, but I told him things are way better here in the North Pole. You got all you can eat cookies and all the elf ass you can tap. I mean, he's pretty hung compared to us. It's bigger than any of ours, as you can imagine. But Buddy, he just wanted to go meet his dad, so he left.
All right, Buddy, before you go to Florida, there's 3 rules you gotta remember, okay? Number 1, Florida's hot as fuck, okay? So this ain't gonna work, all right? Number 2, we got this thing called lot lizards, all right? They hang out in the gas stations and the truck stops. For $25, you can get your candy cane sucked. You can get 2 for 30. And the last thing is, number 3 is, we don't mess with Disney World, okay? It's too expensive. It's $400, and you can wait 3 hours in line for maybe a 2-minute ride, all right? I wonder what I could get a lot lizard to ride me that long for $200.
Thanks, Santa. All right, Papa Elf. I'm going to go find my dad.
Good luck, buddy.
I'm going to miss you, buddy. Our basketball team's going to fucking suck.
Bye, Mr. Narwhal. I'm going to go find my dad.
Bye, buddy. Hope you find your dad.
Hey, Danny, someone's at the door.
Someone's at the door.
I know there's someone at the door, Jeffy.
Well, then move this!
Yeah, Marvin, usually you said, someone's at the door.
I don't want to answer it because there's no one good comes at this time of night, so I'm just going to sit here. Okay, I'm going to answer it.
Hello?
Dad!
You look like an elf.
I am an elf, and I traveled so far to get here.
You look like you came from the North Pole.
That's exactly where I came from.
Rose, it's like a Christmas gram, like the things that sing to you.
I want to see. Oh, you look like an elf.
I am an elf from the North Pole.
From the North Pole?
Yeah.
Well, hurry up, get it over with, sing and leave.
Oh, you want me to sing?
Yeah, you're supposed to sing, right?
Okay. Hi, Daddy. I'm here at your house, and you had unprotected sex with a woman and got her pregnant, and you never knew I was born. So I'm here now, Daddy. I love you. I love you. I love you.
That was weird.
I never heard that Christmas carol before.
Well, you have a good day. Bye.
But, Dad, you're not going to let me in?
I'm not your dad. Stop calling me Dad.
No, you are my dad. Christy Boner is my mom.
Marvin, who's Christy Boner?
It's a girl I hooked up with 20 years ago.
Marvin, he could be your son.
There's no way he's my son. And we're not doing this random thing where another person shows up and says, Dad. We already have Jeffy. You know what? I'll call a doctor and he'll do a DNA test. So come in for 5 minutes.
Oh, like you did to my mom?
Get in here.
Okay.
All right, baby. Go distract the elf while I tell Jeffy to go to bed.
What? Why?
I don't want Jeffy to know about the elf. Just go. Go, 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 go.
Hey.
Hey, Jeffy.
Yeah?
It's time for you to go to bed.
I got poopy on my finger.
Okay, time to go to bed.
Wait, why?
Because it's bedtime.
But it's 6 o'clock.
But Christmas tomorrow. Santa comes tonight.
Wait, Christmas isn't tomorrow.
Well, now it is. They changed it. They announced that Christmas is tomorrow.
Why did they change it?
Because, you know, it's a leap year. The leap years add up one day, and they take away days. And also, the September, the Charlie Kirk day, Donald Trump made that took that day off the count. That's a day now.
Oh.
It doesn't count towards the year.
Okay.
And also, something about the Pearl Harbor.
Oh, okay. I remember that one.
Yeah, so now you can go to bed because Santa comes tonight.
Oh, okay. Well, I got business to take care of anyway.
Hey.
You know what time it is?
Blumpkin time.
Blumpkin time. And I gotta take the dukes while you do the soups.
I know.
All right, baby, you can bring the elf in.
Oh, it's a red couch like Santa.
Yeah, so just sit right there until the doctor gets here.
What? Doctor? Why? Am I sick?
Oh, you're sick in the head.
Hey, they have somebody call a doctor?
Yeah, this is the problem.
Oh, an elf, huh? Well, that's a really good costume. Where'd you get it?
Papa Elf gave it to me.
Papa Elf?
Yeah.
You know, it's weird. I used to call my dad Papa Elf.
Well, listen, he thinks he's my son.
He is your son?
Well, listen, 20 years ago, I touched Christy Boner's hoo-hoos.
You touched Christy Boner's hoo-hoos?
Shimmy!
Yeah. I mean, I always wanted to get with Christy Boner.
Yeah, it was me.
So he's the result of that?
Yeah, he thinks he's my son, so can you, like, do a DNA test to see if he is?
Yeah, sure, let me get my needle. Okay, I got the needle, now I just need your finger.
What's the needle for?
Just gonna take some blood.
Well, I don't want you to take my blood, is it gonna hurt?
Well, yeah, especially if you don't stop moving around like that.
No, I don't want it to hurt, I don't want you to do that!
Marvin, just hold his arm.
Hey, buddy, wait, just calm down, breathe, just let me see your hand.
But why?
He's gonna take your finger.
I don't want him to take my finger, it's my finger!
He's not gonna take your finger, he's gonna take blood from your finger.
Well, look, I got some cotton balls in case I hit an artery and you bleed everywhere.
Well, what color's blood?
It's red, listen, you're not going to bleed. Just
oh, son of a nutcracker!
Well, it's okay. Just use a cotton ball if it's bleeding.
Put some pressure on it.
What? Why did he do that?
He just ate a cotton ball.
You shouldn't do that. What? They're not.
No, they're
not for eating. They're for blood.
He keeps eating them. I don't understand.
That can't be good for him. Stop him.
Hey, do not eat that. Do not eat that.
How did he do that?
What, did you make it come out of my ear?
Yeah, he did. It's like a magic trick. That was cool.
Listen, can you just go see if he's my son or not?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Fucking yeah. Choke.
Okay, Marvin, I'm back from the lab. Here are the results. He's your son. Son, he's your son. Sorry, I'm just not very good at reading.
He's my son?
No, he's your son, so you can't read either.
There's no way he's my son.
Marvin, that's wonderful. You have another biological son.
Another biological son? Jeffy's not my son.
Sure he is, Marvin. He looks just like you.
He does not look like me. Neither does he. I don't understand how he could possibly be my son.
Buddy, are you hungry?
Yeah, I haven't eaten since the candy cane forest.
And why is he saying shit like that? He's saying from the candy cane forest. He thinks he's from the North Pole.
Well, he grew up without a father. So maybe he just latched onto something from his childhood.
LeBron grew up without a father, and he's a 4-time NBA champion.
Or maybe he's autistic. I don't fucking know.
He's definitely autistic.
Marvin, we need to feed him dinner. Buddy, do you like spaghetti?
Yes.
Well, Marvin, we have leftover spaghetti. I'm gonna go heat some up.
Come on, buddy. Let's eat spaghetti. None for you.
All right, buddy. Here's all the leftover spaghetti.
But Marvin, what if Jeffy wants dinner?
I have his plate of green beans over there. Jeffy, dinner's ready if you want it.
Could you pass the syrup?
Syrup? Wait, that's spaghetti.
Oh, I might have some. I do!
You're gonna put syrup on spaghetti.
Wow, you like sugar, don't you?
Yes! It's one of the 4 major food groups. Candy, candy canes, candy corns, and syrup.
I'm all blumpkined up.
What?
Daddy, why did you give me green beans? I hate green beans!
Because, Jeffy, we had to give all the leftover spaghetti to your new brother, Buddy.
My new brother? Why does he get spaghetti with candy and sugar and shit all in it?
Because I think he might be on the spectrum.
Me too, but I have to eat this!
Well, listen, just eat your green beans and please be quiet, okay? We're just trying to figure out. We're trying to make him feel welcome. How's it going, Buddy?
It's ready.
It's ready. Oh, okay. There's someone else at the door. Maybe it's another idiot dressed like an elf. Hello?
Marvin, I need to use your house for a very important business meeting.
Wait, at my house for a business meeting? Why?
Miles Finch.
Who's Miles Finch?
You don't know who
I didn't pay my power bill.
Oh, yeah, you also didn't pay your house payment either.
Can you please just...
You don't know who
Can you turn him back on?
Hey, on! Clap on!
Oh, thank you.
All right, you're welcome. But you don't know who Miles Finch is?
What, no.
He's only the most influential and famous child book author of our generation. He makes Dr. Seuss look like a chump.
Okay, so why are you bringing him here?
Because what we need to do is, we need to pitch him a multi-billion-dollar child's book idea. What? And then we get to make a lot of money.
I don't have any children book ideas.
We get to thinking, and then you also set up your dining room table. He'll be here any minute.
Okay.
Did you hear that?
I could burp like that too if I had a drink or something other than green beans.
Mother, I am going to bed.
Sorry, Jeffy. Who's at the door, Marvin?
It was Goodman. He's having a very important business meeting in my dining room.
Oh, that's nice.
So please keep an eye on him.
I have marshmallow nipples.
What are all these people doing here?
For the meeting with Miles Finch.
Why do you care so much about this meeting?
Because we posted a -8 last quarter. A -8 that does not happen. Guys, tell them -8's bad.
Oh, it's bad.
It's really bad.
Not good.
And it's all their fault.
Sorry.
So what we need to do is, we need to propose a good book idea to Miles Finch so we can make some money. Okay?
Okay.
Oh, he's coming in, everyone. Stand up.
Please sit. Hello, everyone. I'm Miles Finch. Thank you. Stop. I'm Miles Finch, and I heard that you guys are in the crapper, and you need an idea for a new children's book. But I want to hear what you guys got first. You, what do you got?
Oh, well, I was thinking we have some ants, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they want to collect food for grasshoppers.
That's Bug's Life, you idiot. Shut up! Blondie, what do you have?
There's a woman who lives with 7 dwarves. There's a boy with a peach.
Is it a big peach?
Huge, giant.
Sounds like James and the Giant Peach, you nincompoop!
I knew it was familiar.
You red shirt!
Marvin, tell him your idea.
What idea?
Make one up.
There's a worm that lives in an apple, a red one. And he moves to a green apple because it's bigger. It belongs to his granny. It's the Granny Smith. She died. He inherited the apple, so he moved from the red to the green, and he likes it. It's bigger.
You're fucking blowing it.
I don't know. I don't know what to say.
No. Hold on. He may be onto something. I like that. I like that. Hold on.
You do?
Yeah. But instead of the apple, we make it an onion, and we get rid of the worm. So it's a sad onion, because he has no friends, he's lonely, because he's so smelly, no one wants to be around him, and he makes everyone cry. But one day, he falls in the water, and he meets a fish. See, fish can't smell, and fish can't cry. So he becomes friends with the fish. We'll call it the fish and the onion. No, the onion and the fish.
Miles fucking Finch, everybody!
Unbelievable!
How does he do it? It's what I do, baby! Miles Finch.
Is that an elf? Dad, he's short like an elf.
You're hilarious, my friend.
No, don't pay attention to him. Just talk about the onion and the fish.
Okay, so
from thinking for the title.
Does Santa know you left the North Pole?
Hey, Jackweed, I get more action in a week than you've gotten in your entire life. Women with big, fake bazongas. Fake silicone implants. You know how many houses I have? 35. All across the world. Each one with a 75-inch plasma screen TV. Each one of those TVs with Hulu. Without ads. I'm talking 35 accounts, 35 TVs, 35 emails and passwords that I don't know. I have Spotify Premium, no ads. I have YouTube Premium. I haven't seen an ad in 20 years. I don't know what products are going to come out in the future. I don't know what comes out of my bank account. It's all subscriptions. That's how much money I have. I don't care.
That's a lot of subscriptions for one elf.
Are you feeling strong, my friend? Call me Elf one more time, and I'll bite your ankles off.
Elf, 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 elf.
That's
elf,
it!
Elf, elf, elf. Come here, little fella.
It's my ankles! Shit! Help! Help!
Oh, help! Oh, I see bone.
Marvin Bay is here! You're evicted as fuck!
Why?
Because you cost me the book deal!
Well, I didn't cost him, he did!
No, it's your fault!
That is it!
Never call Miles Finch again!
Buddy, get out of here!
Dad, I think my leg's broken!
Good! I want you out of my life!
But you're my dad!
I'm not your dad! You're a mistake! I never wanted you! Get out of here! Scram!
Just because you cussed out that elf, Marvin, doesn't mean that you're not evicted. You still gotta get the fuck out!
But Mr. Goodman, look! Miles Finch left his book of good ideas!
The book of good ideas? What's in it?
Well, like this idea. It's about a chopstick that falls in love with another chopstick so they can eat food together.
Oh. That's brilliant!
Oh, and all his emails and passwords to all 35 Hulu accounts!
Oh, we are safe! Marvin, good news! You're not evicted anymore!
And we have Hulu now!
Well, I feel bad that I cussed out that elf. I'm gonna go see if I can get him.
What the hell's wrong with this damn thing? Buddy, is that you?
My dad wanted nothing to do with me.
I told you Florida sucks.
Buddy.
Dad?
I just want to say I'm sorry for yelling at you.
Does that mean I get to come live with you?
No.
Fuck. Come on, buddy. Come with me and let's go get some lot lizards at the truck stop.
Okay.
I think I got this fixed.
Okay.
Yes. Lot lizards. Fuck yeah.
Kill me. There's no way it's 4 a.m. already.
Miley! Get up inside and go to work!
Yeah, I know, Karen. That's why I have an alarm clock. I don't need your annoying voice as another one.
Hey, Boydie? While you're up, can you make me breakfast?
Yeah, sure, because I have time for that.
And then I'm going to eat it, and then I'm going to go to bed and sleep till noon!
Yeah, I know, Karen. You do that every day. Oh, God, I really don't want to go to work. Ugh. God, I prayed last night that I wouldn't wake up. Why do you hate me?
Ugh, ugh, bedhead. Not the good kind. I gotta brush that. Wait. Am I going bald? Ugh, oh my God, just like my father. Guess I better brush my teeth. Stupid fly. Karen, did you leave a window open?
Yes.
Fly, you stupid fly.
Great! Yeah, that's just great. This is the perfect start to my day. I guess I just won't brush my teeth. It's not like I have teeth anyway. What, Karen, you don't know how to flush?
Sorry, Boydie!
Yeah, you're sorry. I know. Okay, I guess I'll just wash my face then.
What? Oh, come on. What, really? What? Karen, the sink is broken.
Fix it!
Okay, I guess I'll just use hot water then.
What? Oh, come on. What is going on?
Boydie, they turned the water off because they forgot to pay the water bill!
That doesn't explain why the sink is broken, Karen. The water company doesn't just come to your house and destroy your sink when you forget to pay the bill.
Hey, Boydie, I'm really hungry. Can you make me breakfast now?
Okay, it's not like I have a lot going on anyway.
Boydie, this isn't the kitchen.
I know, Karen. I need to get my uniforms for the day.
Oh, who are you going to be today, Boydie?
All of them.
Boydie, I'm starving.
Okay.
Today, I will make you breakfast.
Thank you, buddy.
God, this woman. All right, Karen, what do you want for breakfast?
I want to play slap hands.
No, Karen, it's too early for slap hands. What do you want to eat?
Come on, Barney, just one round.
No.
Come on, you stick out your hand and let me see if I can hit it.
Ow, you win.
Aw, Barney, you're supposed to move it away. Here, try on me.
I really don't want to.
Come on, Barney, hit it before I can move it out of the way.
My hand.
Aw, Barney, you poor baby.
Oh, you poor baby. You wanted to play slap hands over a hot stove.
Aw, Barney, calm down. How about you go sit down, relax. I'll make you breakfast.
Really?
Yeah, Barney, go relax.
Okay. Ow.
Okay, Barney, here's your breakfast.
What in God's name is this?
Well, I cooked you a waffle.
Burned.
There's an egg on top.
Raw.
There's some Vienna sausages with ranch.
Ew.
Some pickles on the side.
Pickles don't go with waffles.
And then gummy worms for dessert.
Karen, I can't eat this. This is not food.
Oh, I forgot your water. You gotta hydrate.
What, did you get thirsty on the way from the kitchen?
Well, Boiney, I had to shower. Somehow, the water's out.
You showered with a bottle of water?
Come on, Boiney, you need to eat up because you gotta go to work.
You know what? No. You know what? I'm not going to work today.
What, Boiney?
I'm not going to work. I'm not doing it today.
But, Boiney, who's gonna do all your jobs?
I don't know. I don't care. Today, it's not my problem. Today, I'm gonna do what makes me happy, which is nothing.
But, Boiney! But, Boiney, you have to go to work.
Not today, I don't.
But, Boiney, we have bills to pay. They're gonna turn off our power.
I don't care. They already turned off the water. It doesn't matter.
Boiney, you have so many important jobs to do. People need you.
Well, they don't need me today.
You're a cop and a doctor and a firefighter.
Listen, Karen, I don't care. My hand hurts, my toothbrush is in the toilet, the sink is broken, and I'm going bald. So for today, I'm gonna stay home. Today is my day off. It is National My Day Off Day.
Okay, Boiney.
Whew. This is kind of nice.
Hey, Donnie! I got a riddle for you.
What is it, Jeffy?
How many Legos can I stick in my ear?
It should be zero, Jeffy!
Wrong, Daddy. It's actually five.
Well, you have five Legos in your ear?
Yeah, Daddy, you want to see? There's four. Uh-oh.
Jeffy! You said that means there's one stuck in your ear!
Oh, no, Mario! We need to call the doctor right now! He could lose his hearing!
Jeffy, you're never supposed to put Legos in your ears! Let me call the doctor!
So, Boiney, what are you gonna do all day?
Whatever I want. Like, right now, I'm gonna sit here and watch the Miami Heat. Go Heat.
But, Boiney, do you need anything from me?
I need you to go away.
Oh, be serious, Boiney! Boiney, your phone's ringing!
I don't care. I'm not answering it.
But, Boiney, it's an emergency!
I don't care. This is my off day. Go Heat.
What? The doctor didn't answer.
He didn't answer?
No.
Daddy, I'm starting to lose my hearing. I can't hear out of my ear.
Okay, Jeffy, I'll call the doctor again.
Oh, come on. You call that a shot? You get paid millions of dollars and you can't put a ball in a basket? Ugh. You know, I used to play basketball. I could have went pro if I didn't jam my pinky in the eighth grade.
Boiney, they're calling again!
I'm not answering it.
But, Boiney, you should at least tell them it's your day off!
Yeah, I guess I should. Hello?
Yes, hello, doctor? My son has a Lego stuck in his ear, and we need your help getting it out.
Whoa. Let me stop you right there.
What do they want?
Today is my off day, okay? I'm not working today. You're gonna have to find somebody else.
Find somebody else? You're the only doctor around here.
Yeah, I know. Well, if you need me, just call me tomorrow, because I'm off today.
What's wrong, Mario?
The doctor says he's having an off day, and to call him back tomorrow.
Tomorrow? But Jeffy could be deaf by then.
That's it, Jeffy. Let me get that Lego out of your ear.
All right, Daddy.
Mario?
What?
I think I found the fifth Lego.
What, you're not even looking in his ear.
Mario?
What?
Look.
Jenny!
Well, Daddy, I didn't say all five Legos were in the same ear, so it looks like you lost the riddle.
Jeffy, you're so stupid!
Boiney?
What?
What if I want to go into work for you?
You? Working? That's a good one, Karen. Maybe you should be a comedian.
Boiney, I could have a job. I could be a cop or a doctor or a firefighter.
You can't be a cop, Karen, because you can't even say it right. You say quap.
Boiney, I could be a cop.
Yeah, okay, whatever.
Boiney, next time that phone rings, I'll show you. I'm going to go help them.
Okay, yeah, you do that.
Hey, Daddy, can I go make a bowl of cereal?
No.
Mario, Jeffy's allowed to eat.
He's gonna make a mess.
You need to trust him more, Mario.
So, Daddy, what's the answer?
Yes.
My daddy's so silly. He thought he could actually trust me with making my own bowl of cereal. Well, I gotta teach him a lesson. So, oops, all berries. Oops, all lighter fluid. Oops, big fire. Daddy, I did something bad.
Hey, Daddy?
Not right now, Jeffy.
All right, no rush.
What is it?
I started a fire in the kitchen.
What? Jeffy!
Yeah, Daddy, come look. It's pretty pretty. See?
But Jeffy, why would you start a fire?
I don't know.
Let me call the fire department. I have to call the fire department.
Did he really start a fire?
Yes.
Go, Jimmy, go. Do the thing with the basketball. Yeah, he did it. He did the thing where you jump in the air, you know?
Boiney, who's Jimmy?
Who's Jimmy? He's the best player on the team. That's who Jimmy is.
Boiney, your phone's ringing.
Well, that's all you. You go ahead and answer it.
Oh, I'm going to answer it, Boiney. Hello?
Hello, yes. We need a firefighter to our house right now. There's a fire.
Okay, I'll be right there. Boiney, there's a fire.
Yeah, they are on fire. That's why they're the Miami Heat.
No, the people who called said there's a fire.
Well, get to it then.
Boiney, where are the bottles of water?
Bottles of water? No, Karen, you use a hose.
I don't have those. I'm not a rapper.
Wait, no, like a hose? Like a fire truck? And like a Dalmatian? For some reason? What's he supposed to do? It's a dog. They can't use a hose. It's dumb.
Okay, Boiney. I'll be right back.
Hello?
Did you call the fire department?
Yeah, the fire's in my kitchen here. See, look, there's a fire.
Oh, that's really scary.
Now put it out. Wait, you missed. You didn't throw far enough. Don't throw it at the car. What are you doing?
I'm going to call my husband.
What?
Stupid Boston Celtics. You didn't even say your name right. It's pronounced Celtics. And your mascot's a leprechaun. Those aren't even real. You know, at least Miami Heat makes sense because it's fire, you know, and it's hot in Miami. I mean, I've never been to Miami, but I've been told. What? Karen's calling me, but it's my off day. You know what? No, I'm not answering it. I don't even have to answer to my wife on my off day.
What'd he say? What'd he say?
He didn't answer me!
Well, he didn't answer me. What?
Oh, I'm robbing your house!
Oh, no, I'm a robber!
I'm gonna go get my husband!
Yeah, go!
Go, Jimmy, go! Go, Jimmy, go!
Boiney, I need you! The world needs you!
Hold on, watch his three! Okay, he didn't make it, but that's Jimmy, though. He's still good.
Boiney, the world's a mess out there! We need your help!
Double dribble much? Can we get this man a napkin for that double dribble? Come on, ref, you been watching this game? It's a good one!
Boiney, are you listening to me?
Hold on, honey. The Celtics are about to make a free throw, and I gotta try to mess him up. Ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka! It didn't work. You see, there's no fans at the game, so I hope it's not too hot. You know, because they're the Heat!
Boiney, you need to go back to work!
Yeah, Jimmy's going to work on that defense. Weak!
Boiney, name one other player other than Jimmy on the Miami Heat!
Dwayne Wade used to play, so there. But it's Jimmy's team now.
Boiney, when does your off day end?
Midnight? What a stupid question. When does today end? Tomorrow? When does Wednesday end? Thursday? Stupid. Oh, come on! Come on, ref! Stamp that man's passport for all the traveling he's doing!
Breaking news, UJ! A man's house is being robbed while his kitchen is on fire! If only there was someone who could help him.
See, Boiney, the world needs you!
Okay, I'll do it after the game. It's only got 0.8 seconds left, and there's no way the Celtics can make a comeback that fast. And they did it. Come on, Jimmy, why? Why you gotta do this to me, Jimmy? I don't even like basketball. I don't even understand it. Ugh. Okay. All right. I'll get up.
Come on, Boyden.
Oh, man. My house is going to catch on fire.
Hey there. Somebody call a firefighter?
Oh, thank God you're here. The fire's right there.
Oh, yeah. That thing's putting off a lot of heat. You get it? Like the Miami Heat?
Yeah, can you just put the fire out?
All right. Show me what I'm working with here.
All right. We have a fire extinguisher and a pot of water balloons.
Water balloons? I could be like Jimmy. Oh, yeah, I'm going for the buzzer beater game winner from downtown.
What? It didn't work.
It was a beautiful shot, though. Swish.
Well, do another one.
And one? Okay. 4-point play. Bang! I won. won the game. Just like Jimmy.
You did it. You put out the fire.
Yeah, I know.
There's one more problem you have to deal with. That guy's robbing my house.
Oh, okay. Trick shot over the shoulder.
Wow, these are some nice balls.
You just stopped the robber!
Yeah, I did.
See, Boynie, the world needs you!
Yeah, I guess you're right, Karen. I guess I am important.
Yeah, please don't take an off day ever again.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Today, you have a huge test tomorrow. So to get ready for your test tomorrow, you have to study today. Because today is yesterday's tomorrow, and tomorrow is yesterday's today. Any questions, Cross?
So Cody, when's the test?
I think it was yesterday, or tomorrow. I really don't know.
So, Crass, if you fail a huge test tomorrow, then you fail a whole year, and you have to go all the way back to kindergarten, because that's how dumb you are. So make sure you study tonight, and I'll see you tomorrow. Okay? Go home. Bye, Crass.
Oh, okay, Junior. So we have a test tomorrow that we have to study for today.
Okay, well, can you come over to my house and help me study? I really don't want to fail.
Ooh, okay, Junior. A little one-on-one. I'm down.
Can you guys help me study? I don't know what study means.
All right, Jeffy, you want in on this action? All right, we can make it a threesome. All three of us studying. Sounds hot.
All right, so let's go to our house, and we can study.
All right, guys, are you ready to study?
I guess.
Okay. Ugh. All right, let's get started.
That's a big book, Cody.
Yeah, it is. I'll just pick a random page. Ugh. Okay, a painter will paint end walls with the same size and shape in a building using a specific brand.
Boring! Jeffy, you want to watch TV?
Sure, Junior.
That's watching TV.
But guys, we're supposed to be studying.
We want to watch TV, Cody. We'll study after.
Do you like mini golf? Do you like free mini golf? I bet your parents do. So come on down from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. and mini golf for free. Tomorrow only during school hours.
Oh my God, free mini golf from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. We gotta go.
Heck yeah, Junior.
Oh, we're definitely going.
But guys, you can't go. We have school tomorrow. We have a huge test.
Oh, I completely forgot we have school tomorrow. This sucks. You know what? I'm still going.
But Junior, if you don't go, you'll fail.
No, the teacher didn't say if we didn't show up, we'd fail. He just said we'd fail if we failed the test. So if I don't show up tomorrow, I'll just take the test another day.
But wait, I'm getting a phone call. Hold on. Ooh, it's the teacher. Yellow.
Hey, Cody.
Sup, Teach?
Are you with Jeffy and Junior?
Yeah, why? Do you want me to be alone?
No, I want you to tell them that if they decide not to show up to school tomorrow, then they're gonna fail instantly.
Oh, really? Okay, I'll let them know. Bye. All right, guys, the teacher says if you don't show up to school tomorrow, you'll fail instantly.
What, he said that?
Yeah.
Oh, Jeffy, we can't go mini-golfing tomorrow.
Well, this blows huge loads.
I know, it sure does. Well, you know what? I'm still going mini-golfing tomorrow. I don't care.
But Junior, what are you going to do when the teacher sees you're not at school and he fails you?
Well, I'll just pay someone to go to school for me.
But Junior, you can't pay anybody. You obviously don't have money because you want to go to free mini-golf.
Well, I have $5 in my room.
Who are you going to hire with $5?
Someone off the street.
Okay, good luck finding somebody.
Well, I am going to find someone. Just give me like five minutes. Cody, Cody, you won't believe this. I literally found my doppelganger on the street. He looks just like me.
No. Which one are you? Kids is the birthday boy.
I found this poor man trying to heat up his cereal with a lighter and a spoon.
Junior, that's a homeless birthday clown.
And
he looks nothing like you.
Well, hold on. What color's my hair?
Orange.
And what color's his hair?
Orange.
Boom.
Okay, what else?
We're both black.
What?
Yeah, I took a DNA test. Turns out I'm 1% that N-word.
Well, it's the 1% that doesn't show.
I mean, you haven't seen me in the bathroom.
Okay, Junior, this is a stupid plan. He doesn't look like you.
We look exactly alike. We're twinning right now.
No, you're not.
Oh, look, he's gonna go to school for me, and it's gonna work.
When do I get my $5?
Oh, hold on. Here it is.
Yep, it's real. I'll see you tomorrow, kid.
Yeah, well, you won't see me tomorrow. You're going to school with me tomorrow. Whatever.
Okay, great. So who's going to take Jeffy's place?
I know who can take Jeffy's place. Okay, Cody, I have the perfect replacement for Jeffy.
Hey, fat boy, my name's Scooter.
No, Junior, not Scooter.
What's wrong with Scooter?
Everything is wrong with Scooter.
There's nothing wrong with Scooter, fat boy. You want to fight?
Junior, he looks nothing like Jeffy.
Because I'm Scooter.
Okay, yeah, we know you're Scooter. We need you to be Jeffy.
But I'm Scooter.
Yeah, okay, we get it.
We get your Scooter.
I like Scooters.
We
don't even own a Scooter.
Yes, I do.
Where?
On my shirt.
Wait. Junior, this is never going to work.
Look, 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 he looks just like Jeffy, so the teacher's going to think he's Jeffy. Look, it's going to work, so let's find you a replacement.
Well, I'm not going.
What, you're not?
No, I don't want to fail the test.
But me and Jeffy are going.
Well, and you've done a bad job of finding replacements, so I'm not going to risk failing.
Well, can you at least watch Scooter and Screwball while we go mini-golfing tomorrow?
I'll try, but I don't think it'll work.
Okay, well, just make sure they do good in school and make sure they pass the test, okay?
Okay.
And my parents aren't going to be home tomorrow, so I can, you know, be out all day. No one's going to know I'm skipping school, okay? So just watch Scooter and watch Screwball, all right?
Fine.
All right, Kraft. I just found out that I got the coronavirus, but I decided to come to school today anyway because you guys still have to take your huge test today. So before we take the huge test today, I'm going to call roll and make sure you're here. Because if you're not here, you instantly fail the test. Because how are you going to take tests if you're not here? Okay, so let me go get my roll sheet.
Oh, that can't be right. Hey, Corey.
It's Cody.
Yeah, whatever. How many balls are you supposed to have again?
Two.
On each side, or?
No.
Because I'm feeling like a four-piece Happy Meal down there.
Hey, fat boy, my name is Scooter.
Great.
No, your name is Jeffy.
But it says Scooter on my shirt. See?
Well, yeah, I see that, but your name's supposed to be Jeffy today.
But I like Scooters.
Well, that's great.
Oh, hey, Corey.
Cody.
Yeah, whatever. What's my name supposed to be again?
It's Junior.
Oh, Judy. Got it. Thanks, Corey.
No, not Judy, Junior.
Oh, Junior. I got it, Corey. Thanks.
Cody.
Cody or Junior? You're confusing me. Which one is it?
My name is Cody. Your name is Junior.
No, my name is Screwball.
No, today your name is Junior.
All right, Judy. I got it.
All right, Kraft. I got the roll sheet. So when I call your name, say here if you hear. Okay? All right. Junior. Junior, are you here?
Screwball.
What's up, Corey?
He called for Junior.
Who's that?
But that's you.
Mm-mm. Screwball.
But no, we just went over this. You're supposed to be Junior.
But you were confusing me, Corey, so I thought you were handling it.
What, just say here.
What's in it for me?
$5. We already paid you.
Oh, I'll remember that. I slept under a bridge last night.
Okay, fine. Here's $5 more. Just say here.
No, oh, here. Right over here. Here. Me is here.
There's something different about you, Junior. Did you get a 10? Oh, it doesn't matter. You're here anyway.
Come to Papa.
All right, Jeffy, are you here? Jeffy?
Scooter!
What do you want, fat boy? I'm pulling my ear.
Yeah, I can see that, but he called for Jeffy.
But my name is Scooter.
I know, but I need you to be Jeffy. Scooter, focus. I just need you to say you're here.
But that'd be lying. And Scooter doesn't lie.
Well, okay, I just need you to lie this one time. No, don't pull your ear. Screwball! Screwball, wake up!
Here! I'm here! Know what you want me to do, Corey?
Yeah.
Did I do it right?
All right, Jeffy's here. Cody, are you here?
Hey, Corey, he said your name.
Yeah, I know, thank you. I'm here.
All right, so Cody here. So basically everybody here. All right, Kraft, now I'm going to go around and pass out your huge test today. Your test today is that you have to write an essay explaining the color blue to a blind person.
What? How are we supposed to do that? Has the person been blind their whole life, or did they just, like, become blind?
They've been blind their whole life. They never see colors. All right, I'm coming to pass out the test now.
All right, Jeffy. Here's your test.
But my name's Scooter.
What?
Nothing. Just pass out the test. I'm ready.
All right. Here you go, Junior. Here's your test. Junior, sit up.
Okay, can I have my test now, please?
Here you go, Cody.
You.
Junior, I said sit up!
Teacher, what day is it? I forgot.
Today is today.
Thank you.
Whew. All right, Kraft. All right, you have 10 minutes to take your test. Go!
10 minutes? Not only do I have to take one test, I have to take three. Screwball, wake up!
Oh, now here.
No, Screwball, we're past that. I need you to take this test.
Oh, you need me to pee in a cup? I'm not gonna pass.
No, Screwball, I need you to write on that piece of paper and explain the color blue to a blind person.
Oh, I'm on it, Corey. I got it.
I hope you do. All right, Scooter.
Hey, fat boy.
Yeah, I need you to write on that piece of paper and explain the color blue to a blind person.
I'm on it.
I really hope Junior and Jeffy are having fun.
Jeffy, this is so cool that we're mini-golfing for free!
I know!
All right, I'm about to hit this golf ball.
All right, send it, Junior.
All right, I'm going to get a hole-in-one. Oh, come on!
All right, Jeffy, your turn.
All right, Ball. I'm about to send you to the moon.
So nice to go outside and get some fresh air.
Bullseye!
Uh-oh, is he okay? Mister, are you okay?
No, I'm not okay. Some idiot just nailed me in the head with a golf ball.
Sorry, that was my friend Jeffy.
Wait, why aren't you kids in school?
It's the weekend.
No, it's not.
We're sick.
Okay, then what are you doing playing golf?
We decided to skip school.
Well, Jeffy!
Alright, that's it. I'm calling your parents.
Nay, nah. Run, Jeffy, run!
We got a runner.
Run, Jeffy, run! Go, inside, go inside! Alright, Jeffy, let's go upstairs, okay?
Okay!
Oh my god, Jeffy, what do we do?
I don't know, Junior.
Oh, the cop's at the door.
Well, we could drop a bowling ball in his head. Well,
Jeffy, we can't hurt him. We gotta try to get him to go away, because our parent can't find out we skipped school. Ooh, I'm gonna pretend to be my dad, okay?
All right, Junior,
where's the fake mustaches? Hello? What do you want? I was busy in my room doing adult stuff, like taxes.
Well, sir, did you know your kids were skipping school today?
They what? Are you kidding me? They were skipping school? I can't believe what I just heard with my adult ears. I'm gonna give them the biggest punishment ever.
Yeah, well, you should, because they hit me in the head with a golf ball.
Hey, what? Are you kidding me? A golf ball? Kids, get out here!
Yes, Daddy?
Did you hit this nice police officer in the head with a golf ball?
Yep.
Well, you better say you're sorry.
I'm sorry.
That's right, he said he's sorry, and he meant it.
No.
So, you better go up to your room and do 30,000 push-ups.
Yes, Father.
Sorry you had to see me be a parent, but I just can't believe what he did, skipping school like that.
Yeah, well, that's okay. You have a good day.
You too.
At least he said he was sorry. Wait a minute. Where's the other kid?
Jeffy, I can't believe he believed it! Yay! Wait. Who's that? I think it's the cop again.
Oh, no.
Hold on. Hello? What are you doing back here? I was fixing my vacuum cleaner.
Well, I was just wondering where the other kid is.
What other kid?
Yeah, there were two kids earlier.
That kid. He died.
Really?
Yeah, he just choked on a grape.
What, on a grape?
Two grapes. We were playing Chubby Bunny with grapes, and he ate too many and he choked.
Oh, my God. Sir, I'm so sorry for your loss.
Yeah, don't bring it up anymore. It really hurts my feelings because it just happened like 30 seconds ago.
Oh, my God. Well, I'll leave you alone then. I'm sorry.
Yeah, don't ever come back here.
Alright, Crass, time's up. I'm gonna come around and pick up your test.
Alright, Jeffy, you double your test.
My name's Scooter.
What?
Yeah, he's done.
It's blue. See?
I see it, but the blind man not gonna see it. Alright, Junior, you double your test. Junior, sit up!
Yeah, he's done too.
My balls.
Hey, take my test. I want you to grade it.
Alright, Cody. Yeah.
All right, Krauss, I'm gonna start grading your test.
That smells good. Hey, idiot.
My name's Scooter.
No, it's not. It's idiot because you're an idiot.
My name's Scooter. See my shirt?
Yeah, I see your shirt and it's stupid.
That your pepper ball?
Yeah.
Coming. Yay! Nothing but that.
Hey, bro, why'd you do that to my paper ball?
Hey, fat boy, you wanna fight?
Yeah, let's fight right now.
Let's go, poo-poo head.
What are you doing?
You want to fight, fat boy? That's it. You asked for it.
Hey, Jeffy! No fighting! You better be suspended!
Oh, you want to fight, fat boy? Come here.
Jeffy, I'm home. Are you here?
Hey, fat boy, I got in trouble today.
Scooter, what are you doing here?
I went to school today.
You went to school?
Yep.
What's this note say? Jeffy called a kid a poo-poo head.
Poo-poo head.
And then started fighting the student.
Yeah.
How did you get this note?
I went to school today.
What, did Jeffy go to school today?
No.
He didn't. Jeffy, get in here.
Oh, hey, Daddy.
Jeffy, did you go to school today?
Yeah.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't. You skipped school with Junior and made me go with a clown.
Jeffy, what is he talking about?
I don't know, Daddy. He's lying.
No, Scooter isn't a liar. Scooter doesn't lie.
Well, Scooter said doesn't lie. So, Scooter, tell me exactly what happened.
Jeffy skipped school with Junior and made me go with a clown.
Oh, that's right. So then, Jeffy, you're grounded if you skip school. So did you skip school?
Yes, Daddy.
That's it, Jeffy. You are grounded. You know you're not supposed to skip school. So you're grounded, and I'm going to go call Junior's dad and tell him that his kids skip school too, so he's grounded too. Okay, so you're both going to be grounded.
Oh.
And Scooter, for telling the truth, you can have this back.
My Scooter!
Yeah, so get inside so I can push you down the stairs.
All right. Dang gook! Dang gook! Dang gook! Dang gook!
I'm gooking! It's pretty cool.
Marvin, Marvin, Marvin! Our bills are past due again!
What, they're past due again? It's like they come every month.
Marvin, it says pay now to avoid interruption of service. I hate interruptions, Marvin! They're so rude!
Okay, well, can you just call and, like, see if they'll give us an extension?
Are they gonna give us another extension, Marvin?
Well, just say we lost our job.
Well, I told them that last month.
Well, tell them we lost our job again.
Okay, I'll tell them we looked everywhere and we still couldn't find it.
Yeah, I just want to watch golf. Tiger Woods is about to win his another Masters.
Yeah, good! Gah,
I'm gooking.
Gah,
I'm trying to watch golf, Jeffy. Put it back in your mouth. Put it back in your mouth. Put it back in your mouth. Put it back.
Hello and welcome to the PGA Tournament. We're here with five-time Masters champion, Tiger Woods. Hey there, Tiger.
Oh, hey. I cheated on my wife. A lot.
Yes, we know. But you've also won 5 Masters championships. Mm-hmm. So you're going to do it again today?
Oh, of course. If I see a white woman, I'm going to have sex with her on this field.
But no, I was talking about the golf.
Oh, that too. I'm a natural at that. Don't worry about that.
But how do you do it?
Well, I usually go to the local bars. Hopefully they're white affiliated. I see a white woman, snatch her up, have sex with her consensually.
Again, I was talking about the golf.
Oh, I'm just a natural at it. White women give me power.
Okay. Well, you heard it here first, folks. Tiger Woods is good at golf and loves white women. Tiger Woods lines up for his first shot. If he gets this in a hole-in-one, he wins the Masters.
Quiet!
Everybody quiet, please.
White women. White women.
He's doing his white woman chant.
White women.
Bazoonga! He has clobbered it! It's a hole-in-one!
Where's the white women? Oh, I need them right now. Ah, I need the powers.
Yes, Tiger Woods won. I'm so happy.
Hey, Dane, look, I'm Tiger Woods.
Well, that was a pretty good hit, Jeffy.
Yep, now all I gotta do is just sleep with a bunch of white women and I'm him.
Well, don't forget the DUIs.
Marvin, I called the Bills place and they told us that we would have an extension through next week.
Yes, give me some of that, Yeah, that means I'm gonna watch TV for a week.
Or you can get a job.
What? Oh, that's what made me do that. Why don't you get a job?
What? No, I'm too pretty to have a job.
Look, you go apply for one, and then I'll apply for one. There's someone at the door. Hello?
Hey, Marvin.
Oh, Goodman, what are you doing here?
Well, I'm here to collect $30,000 of back house payment.
Oh, come on. You know I don't have $30,000. You waste your time driving here. You know I could get it.
Marvin, I'm sick of it.
What? Sick of what?
You being a lazy piece of shit. You know what? If you don't pay me $30,000 by tonight, I'm going to stick this Nerf dart down your pee hole.
Oh, there's no way I get $30,000 by tonight. Be real.
Whoa, okay. I'm even more tired of it. So what you got to do is you got to pay me the $30,000 or I'm going to evict your ass.
What, evict me? Where are we going to live?
I don't know. You're going to live out on the street like a poor piece of shit that you are. So you really only have two options. Pay me the $30,000 or this Nerf dart's going to go down your pee hole and you're going to be evicted out on your ass.
Wait, I get both?
Yeah, so I guess it's really only one option.
Okay, I will try to come up with the money. Okay, just give me some time.
Nerf dart pee hole.
Aw, Marvin, why are you sad?
Goodman says if we don't pay him $30,000 in back house payments tonight, he's going to kick us out on the street.
What? Marvin, we don't have that kind of money. We can't even pay our bills.
There's always prostitution. I can give a mean, dirty Sanchez.
Well, Marvin, don't be sad. Look, Tiger Woods just won.
I know.
Tiger, how do you do it?
The powers, you see it flowing through my veins? I can't lose. Every time I go up and hit the ball, it's a hole in one. I got a shoring gun. I can see the fucking hole from a mile away. I can't be beat. Who can beat me? A DUI can't stop a real nigga like me. I put my whole billions on the line, nigga. And you put your wife on the line. If I lose, fuck it. I'll be homeless. I don't care shit. I got a golf course I can sleep on. I ain't worried. But you make sure you put your bitch on the line. Because when I win, I want her. I'm putting it through it, nigga.
You heard it here, folks. If you think you have what it takes to beat Tiger Woods, just put your wife on the line and come on down to the golf course.
What a white woman!
Wait a minute. I have a good idea. What if we enter Jeffy in that golf tournament and we win all that money?
Boo, what?
Oh, Marvin, no. I don't want to sleep with Tiger Woods.
You're not going to have to. Jeffy's good at golf. You didn't see him hit the little spiky ball thing he just did.
I don't know, Marvin.
Look, let's go outside and watch Jeffy hit a golf ball. And if he hits it far, then we're going to enter him in. Come on, let's go watch him.
All right, Jeffy. If you hit that golf ball, very good. Mommy will put her ball on the line.
What?
Don't worry, Mommy. I'm about to send this bitch to the moon.
Yeah, I hit one on the couch. It went very far like that.
Oh, actually, that was pretty good.
Yeah, look, it hit the fence. So you're good enough for us to bet you on the Tiger Woods thing?
I did not say that.
Oh, thanks for your permission. Come on, Jeffy, let's go.
Uh-huh.
Hey there, we're here for the tournament thing.
Oh, hey, you here to challenge Tiger Woods?
Yeah, I brought my golf bat.
Oh, good. But wait, where's the wife you're going to be betting?
Wait. I said white women. This looks like a sausage fest.
Oh, my wife's at home getting ready.
Is she white, like from the Caucasus Mountains?
I mean, she's white as me.
Yes! Good enough!
Okay, now we just need your verbal consent that you're okay with Tiger Woods having sex with your wife if Jeffy loses.
Yeah, if Jeffy loses, Tiger Woods can bang my wife.
Ah, he said it. Y'all heard him?
I heard it.
Don't you need my wife's verbal consent?
Come on. I'm Tiger Woods. She's going to say yes.
Okay, let's see what you got.
Okay, Jeffy, you go first, I guess.
Yeah, go ahead, white boy. I want to see that stroke game.
Oh, right here on the course?
No, yeah. No, not that, Jeffy. He's talking.
It's strong and sticky.
No, Jeffy, you got to hit the white ball, okay?
Okay.
Jeffy's lining up his shot. I don't know what he's doing. Interesting noise choice. And he's missed, and his shoe came off.
Stupid shoe.
Jeffy, what the fuck was that?
My shoe came off.
You're supposed to hit the ball.
I know that.
Jeffy's lining up for his second shot. That first one didn't count. Holy guacamole! He whacked the tee, but not the ball.
What the fuck are you doing, ball? You're supposed to get hit.
Jeffy, what are you doing? Hit the goddamn ball.
I know that.
I don't think you know it, Jeffy, because you haven't hit the ball yet.
Oh, you want to see me hit the goddamn ball?
Yeah.
Back up. I'll hit the ball.
Jeffy is now lining up for his third shot, although he technically hasn't hit the ball yet, so this is really his first shot. There's that shoe again. He really ought to tie that.
Father, can you hand me my shoe?
Oh, yeah, sure. How about that?
Well, that was rude.
You get the fucking shoe back when you hit the goddamn ball.
Don't you yell at me. This is hard.
You hit it in the front yard.
Well, this isn't the front yard.
Jeffy, hit the goddamn ball. I don't want Tiger Woods banging my wife.
I'm trying.
As crazy as this sounds, this is actually Jeffy's fourth shot, but really his first. Well, he did hit it, but he lost his second shoe.
Hey, where'd my ball go?
You motherfucker, you're not even trying. You're not even trying, Jeffy.
Don't you yell at me.
What, Jeffy, what happened to your tooth?
What?
Nothing, Jeffy. You know what? No more shoes for you. Go find your golf ball. It went in the bushes over there.
Okay.
Jeffy, please start trying, please.
Danny, I can't find my ball. Oh, Danny, a hippopotamus has it.
What? Oh, God. The Mr. Rulemaker guy.
Yes?
A squirrel has my son's ball. Can we get a redo?
No. The rules say you have to hit the ball from the animal.
Wait, what?
Yep, those are the rules.
All right.
I can't look.
Whoa, he got an eagle.
Well, no, he killed a squirrel.
No, an eagle's what it's called when you get two under par.
You're talking a language I don't even understand.
It's golf.
Oh,
all right, Tiger, show him what you got.
Looks like I'm getting white women today, but what's new?
Achoo! Sorry.
You better not ever sneeze on this fucking golf course again. I swear to God, I will hit you in your fucking nose till it looks like Barney.
Wait, he threatened me.
You're not supposed to sneeze during a putt.
Sorry, just there's a lot of pollen in the air.
Achoo! Bitch, even when you sneeze, I still hit that hole. Blah, fucking ah!
It's a hole in one!
What does that mean for Jeffy?
It's gonna do better. Welcome to hole two!
Hole two? How many holes are there?
18!
Jesus Christ. Can we do like the best of three, like three holes?
Let me check with Tiger. Hey, Tiger, you okay with doing three holes?
Oh, yeah. As long as I can use your wife's three holes tonight. You're a good sport. Thank you so much.
So why are you shaking his hand?
It's Tiger Woods.
He's gonna bang your wife.
I know.
Now watch this.
Oh, damn!
This is hole in one.
Well, actually, Tiger, it landed right next to the hole.
Wait, it wasn't a hole in one?
No, but you can still get an eagle. I hope your wife likes black wiener.
Okay, so if Jeffy gets a hole in one, we'll tie it up.
Yeah. And Tiger goes for the putt. And he makes it.
See, that's what I'm talking about. That's where you belong. In the hole, stupid ass, ugly ass ball. See, I swear to God, if you cost me tonight with a white woman, oh, I ain't never golfing again. You hear me, golf ball? God damn it.
Okay, Jeffy, if you get a hole in one right here, you tie it and you might actually be able to win on the next hole.
Okay, I'll try. Hey, Dang, is there something wrong with my tooth? I can't feel it.
No, buddy, no, you're doing good. Just please actually try, okay?
All right, I'll do my best.
And Jeffy lines up for his first shot on hole two. Kapowie! Oh, so close. Looks like you lose. Your wife's gonna be getting some tiger meat.
Wait, look!
What? I can't believe it, folks. A squirrel has picked up the ball and dropped it in the hole. That gives Jeffy a hole in one.
Wait, that counts?
Yep. Now we're going on to hole three.
Oh, my God, Jeffy, we can actually win this.
Welcome to the third and final hole, folks. Whoever wins this hole wins the tournament. Now, this hole is especially challenging because you have to hit your ball over a rattlesnake-infested field of landmines.
Landmines?
Yep, so who wants to go first?
Big Dog got it.
You heard it here first, folks. Big Dog got it.
Yep, Big Dog got it.
Jeffy lines up for his first shot. Let's hope he avoids the rattlesnakes and the landmines. Oh, bunker shot. It landed in the bunker. It's a pretty big bunker shot, boy.
Wait, it landed in the sand. How are we supposed to hit it?
You gotta go hit it out of the sand.
Come on, Jeffy, go hit it out of the sand. That way. Okay, Jeffy, you have to hit the ball in the air and make it in the green.
Duh, don't tell me what to do.
Oh, you kind of did it.
Yeah.
Well, okay, Jeffy, that's not that bad. The hole's right there. That's an easy shot.
Oh, easy day.
Well, no, actually, the hole's right there where the flag is.
Huh. Well, then, what is that? Because I want a committee meeting over that, because that looks like the hole, and I think the hole should be right there for this one.
No, that's a sprinkler hole. But you better make it in this shot, because Tiger never takes three shots.
What looks like my wife is screwed.
Literally!
Well, Daddy, not if you distract him. I can just throw the ball in there.
But you'll get disqualified, Jeffy.
Not if you distract him, so go distract him.
Hey, well, what is the sand for?
Oh, well, that there's a bunker. It's a kind of sand trap we use to make golf harder.
Oh, Jeffy hit it off. Oh, and he made it off!
Oh, wow, let's go look at it. Yep, that's in the hole. That means Jeffy got it in three. That's a birdie.
Where? Tweet.
But no, birdie is when you get one less than par.
Okay, I still don't know this language you're speaking, but like, are we going to win?
Well, let's go watch Tiger. And if he gets it in less than three, your wife is.
I know, I know.
All right, Tiger, if you make it in two, you win.
All I need is one shot.
Uh-oh, looks like he knocked it right into the rattlesnake landmine pit.
My hands were sweating. I got this, watch.
Says he's got this, folks. Let's find out.
I got bit by a rattlesnake.
Uh-oh, he got bit by a rattlesnake. Oh, and then he stepped on a landmine and exploded. Tiger Woods is dead, folks. He's dead, and there is no winner for this tournament.
Hey, no, I need to talk to you. So Tiger Woods died, so that means Jeffy wins, right?
No, the rules say if one of the players dies, the match is forfeited.
Wait, no, because we finished the match, and Tiger Woods didn't get to finish, so that means we win.
Right, he didn't get to finish, so nobody wins.
Wait, no, we should get some of his will or his life savings, because we tried.
Nope, the money all goes to his children.
I swear to God, I am mad.
Me too.
And your tooth is broken.
What? My tooth?
Thanks for ruining my day.
Marvin, I saw on the news that Tiger Woods died.
I know, we didn't get the money either, so it was a big waste of time.
Well, money isn't everything, and I'm glad I don't have to sleep with him.
I mean, yeah, I would rather die than anyone sleep with you.
Hey, Marvin, I'm here for your house payment.
Well, we tried to get it, Goodman. We tried to enter in the Tiger Woods tournament, but then he died.
Well, then you get your shit, and you get the fuck out.
Oh, come on, please, we'll do anything, please.
Unless you let me bang your wife.
What?
I will get the popcorn.
That's right, Marvin. You're in the cup chair.
Marvin!
What, do you want to sleep on the street?
Kind of.
What? Nope. Get undressed. Go.
Hey, Daddy.
Ow!
A new song that me and Booger wrote?
No.
Mario!
Okay, fine. What's it about?
So I was looking outside the window. And I saw a bus go by, and I was like, you know what the wheels on that bus are doing? And I wrote this song.
Okay, let me hear it.
Mommy, can you record it?
Sure, Jeffy.
There's no point to record it.
And go.
Alright, Booger, you ready? Here we go. One, two, three. The wheels on the bus go round and round.
You did not write
round
that.
Round and round, round and round.
You stole
the
that.
The wheels on the bus go round and round. All through the town.
Jeff, you did not write that song. You stole that song.
I didn't steal it, Daddy. It's 100% original.
Then what's it called?
It's called The Rotation of the Wheels on the Bus.
Wow. You stole that, Jeffy.
Mario, just let him dream.
Hey, Mommy, can you post that for me?
Sure, Jeffy.
All right, thanks, Mommy. Come on, Booger, let's go.
That was ridiculous. He totally stole that song. It's from The Wheels on the Bus. My phone's ringing. Hold on. Hello?
Hey, is this the depressed-looking bald guy that was in the video of the dinosaur playing the piano?
Yeah.
Well, I'm a black market animal dealer, and I was watching that video and I couldn't help but think, you know, dinosaurs are extinct.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, they are.
Yeah, so somebody could make a lot of money off one of those dinosaurs.
Wait, a lot of money?
Yeah, if you sold me that dinosaur, I'd pay you pretty good.
Well, I don't think I could sell it. That's my son's pet.
Oh, come on, what's a kid need a dinosaur for anyway?
You're right. Let me ask my wife.
Hey, baby, if I sold Jeffy's pet dinosaur, would you be mad?
Mario, how can you ask me such a question? I would never let you do that. Jeffy would never forgive you, Mario. I can't believe you're asking me this.
Okay. Did you hear that? No, there's no way I could do it.
You know, I could throw in a hitman to deal with that annoying whiny thing I just heard on the phone.
Well, unfortunately, I married that annoying whiny thing.
Yeah, well, you know, I would pay you a lot of money for that dinosaur.
A lot of money? Like, how much money?
Like so much money, man. Like, oh, man, like, so much money that, like, you wouldn't believe me if I told you, so I'm just not even going to tell you.
That does sound like a lot of money.
Yeah, it's a lot of money.
I'm still not sure if I could do it.
Hey, fucker! Are you, my son?
Fuck, go in your bathroom.
Fucker! Let's go pee on the carpet.
Okay, I'll do it.
Okay, just meet me under any streetlight. I'll be there.
Okay. Baby, I gotta go check the mail.
Mario, it's dark outside.
Yeah, but I just heard the mail truck. It's Amazon Prime. Amazon Prime you a necklace. A shiny necklace.
Oh.
Yeah, so I'll be right back.
All right, Booger. Pee on the carpet so my daddy can rub my nose in it.
Hey, Jeffy, I have to take Booger outside for a walk.
Oh, dang, he was just about to pee on the carpet in his favorite pee on the carpet spot.
Well, he's not going to pee on the carpet this time because I'm going to take him outside to use the bathroom in the grass.
Well, if he doesn't pee on the carpet, then who's going to pee on the carpet?
No one. No one needs to be peeing on the carpet. I just really need to take Booger outside for a walk.
Well, if he doesn't pee on the carpet, can I pee on the carpet?
Sure, whatever. I got to pee for a walk. Come on, Booger.
All right, I'm about to stick my thing deep in this carpet. I'm about to get carpet burn.
All right, Booger, I'm really sorry I have to do this, but I really need the money.
Hey.
Are you the guy with the money?
Yeah, do you have the dinosaur? Oh, yeah, there he is.
Yeah, that's the dinosaur. So where's the bunch of money?
I have the money. It's right here. But I'm going to need you to do something for me first.
What?
Going to need you to put on this blindfold.
What, put on a blindfold? Why?
Well, because if the cops come asking you about the dinosaur, you can just say you didn't see anything, and you wouldn't be lying because you had a blindfold on.
Well, it's kind of suspicious that you want me to put on a blindfold. Like, what if you just take the dinosaur and never give me money?
No, come on, bro. I wouldn't do that. No, I'll give you the money. Yeah, I promise.
You swear?
Oh, I swear. I dolphin swear. Yeah, dolphins never lie.
Okay, so if I put on that blindfold, you're going to give me money, right?
Oh, yeah. So much money. It's a lot of money.
More than $100?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely more than $100.
Okay, I'll put it on.
There you go.
Okay, I have the blindfold on. Now, where's the money?
Good. So, here's the money.
Whoa, that feels like a lot of money.
Yeah, it's a lot of money. So, what you're going to do is you're going to count to five, and then you can take off the blindfold, okay?
Okay.
Okay, go.
One, two, three, four, five. Monopoly money! Hey! Hey, where'd he go? Oh, my God. Oh, no. I just got scammed. Oh, when I do this stupid. Oh, no. Oh, baby, it's so awful,
Mario, what's wrong?
I was walking Booger outside.
Aww.
And this guy put a blindfold around my eyes, and then he stole Booger and handed me a bunch of Monopoly money.
What? Yeah. Mario, I thought you were checking the mail.
What? I was checking the mail. He stole your necklace, too.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and then he handed me all this Monopoly money, and at first I thought it was real, and I was like, I don't mind being robbed, but then I realized it was Monopoly money. What am I going to do?
Mario, Jeffy's going to be heartbroken.
We can't tell Jeffy. We can't tell the cops or anyone. So what do? We just have to get another dinosaur.
Mario, we can't get another dinosaur. They're extinct.
Well, we can just call the one guy that created dinosaurs. God. Oh, God. You there? God.
I'm brushing my teeth. What do you want?
Well, you still have to brush your teeth in heaven?
Yeah, you gotta have pearly whites to get through the pearly gates.
I need to start brushing my teeth more.
Yeah, you do. So what's up? I don't have a lot of time.
Well, God, my dinosaur got stolen.
It didn't get stolen. I saw what happened. I see everything.
Shh, not in front of my wife. Look. I just need you to get me another dinosaur.
Didn't you see what happened last time I made dinosaurs? They got taken away. I mean, I wiped them out. I chose to wipe them out.
Look, I just need one more dinosaur. Please.
No, I'm not allowed to make I don't want to make a dinosaur.
Just one dinosaur, please. My son's gonna go crazy if he thought I stole his dinosaur.
Look, man, my dad won't let me make more dinosaurs.
Your dad?
Son, did you finish brushing your teeth?
No, I was going to, but then I got distracted.
Because you know if you get another cavity, I'm gonna take your universe from you.
No, not my universe. It's my universe. You can't take it away.
Did you finish your homework?
No.
Wait, what homework do you have?
I gotta work on a stupid planet project.
And this genius right here decided to release a virus. Now look what he's gotta deal with.
Hey, I'm working on it, okay? It's a really hard problem to solve.
Okay, well then no more Fortnite until you finish this virus problem.
You can't take away my Fortnite, Dad. I hate you.
If you keep acting like that, I'm gonna treat you like I did Lucifer.
You say that, but you never do it.
Alright, get your stuff together. We're going home because your mother's making communion toast crunch.
cater cooking.
Well, before you go, can you make me one dinosaur? Just one dinosaur.
He's grounded from making dinosaurs. Now let's go.
Sorry, guys. My dad's a jerk.
Oh, man. Well, God couldn't help. What are we going to do now?
I know, Mario. We could call a pet detective.
A what?
A pet detective. He specializes finding lost animals.
Well, call him.
Okay.
Hey there. Did somebody call... Detective?
Yeah, we did.
Alrighty then. So what's up?
So my pet dinosaur got stolen by a porpoise or a dolphin.
Oh, I'm not looking for a porpoise. You see, the common harbor porpoise has an abrupt snout, pointed teeth, and a triangular thoracic fin, while the bottlenose dolphin, or Tursiops truncatus, has an elongated beak, round cone-shaped teeth, and a distinctive serrated dorsal appendage. But I'm sure you already knew that. That's what turns me on about you. Your attention to detail.
Can you stop making Ace Ventura references and help me find my dinosaur?
Nonsense, poopy pants!
Oh, look, my dinosaur got stolen. And my son's gonna freak out if he finds out I got stolen, so can you help me find him?
Alright, let's go to my car.
Okay. Where are we going?
First off, hungry fella?
What? No, that's cat food.
Alrighty then! Now, where was the scene of the crime?
It was underneath that streetlight.
Alright, let's drive there.
I mean, we could walk there.
Here! Let's get out of the car. So this is where it happened, huh?
Yeah, right here. I was walking my pet dinosaur, and then a dolphin came up and stole him.
Wait just a hot second. A clue.
Oh, wow, you found a pebble. Excuse me while I call CNN.
Oh, it's not a pebble. It's a rare triangular-cut orange amber.
What's it from?
It's from a 1984 Miami Dolphin AFC Championship ring. If I find the ring with the missing stone, I find Snowflake.
Stop making Ace Ventura references!
I just can't do it, Captain! I don't have the power!
Stop it!
Lehu Zihir.
Come on, we gotta go find him!
Let's do it.
Mario, did you find Booger?
No, he's too busy making Ace Ventura references.
I'm doing that because that movie is the shit.
Hey, you can't say the S word, you're gonna get us demonetized.
Shish kebab, Shawshank Redemption, Chicago! You're out of there! Go on, go.
Then stop making those references! You're not Jim Carrey! You'll never be Jim Carrey, okay? That movie is so old, there's no way our fans have seen it, and they're gonna be so confused with this video!
I just thought if I was cool like Jim Carrey, maybe it would help me solve the case.
Stupid fly. There, look, homicide. How are you going to solve that one?
Good one, Iguano. First, I'd have to establish a motive. In this case, the killer saw the size of the bug's dick and became insanely jealous. Then I'd lose 30 pounds, park in his life.
Aww.
Hey!
Kiss and make up.
What's that scream?
Let's go check it out.
What's wrong, Jeffy?
Yeah, what's wrong, Jeffy?
I heard Booger get stolen out that window, and I'm just now crying about it.
Well, I'm sorry, Jeffy. He did get stolen. I didn't want to tell you about it because I didn't want you to cry.
Wait a minute, Jeffy. Are you sure you heard Booger get stolen out of that window?
Yeah.
You're positive that you heard Booger get stolen out of that window?
Yeah, I'm positive.
Okay.
Well, what's your point, Brooklyn guy?
Only this. That is double-pane, soundproof glass. There was no way Jeffy could have heard Booger get stolen out of that window. Booger wasn't stolen. He was sold. Yes! Yes! Oh, yeah! Can you feel that, buddy? Ha, ha, ha! Can you feel that? I have exorcised the demons. This house is clear. Loser?
Wait, get out of here!
Loser!
Let's go!
Mario, what was he talking about that you sold Booger?
I did not sell Booger.
But earlier you were asking me if you could sell him so the story fits.
Like a glove.
Okay, fine, look, I sold Booger because I thought I was going to make a lot of money, but then I got scammed.
And the truth shall set you free.
That's liar, liar.
Which is what you are, Mario, for selling Booger.
Wait. Einhorn is Finkel. Finkel is Einhorn. Einhorn's a man!
Can you please stop with the inventory references?
You're just mad because she found Captain Winky!
Well, stop it! There's someone at the door.
There's someone on the wing. Something!
Okay, I'm answering the door. Hello? Booger! You must have escaped! And ate that dolphin! Oh, thank God you're back! Come inside! Look who was at the door! It was Booger!
What?
He must have escaped!
Excuse me? Your balls are showing. Bumblebee tuna? Bumblebee tuna. All right, I guess my work here is done. Take care now. Bye-bye then.
Mario, promise you'll never sell Booger ever again.
I promise I'll never sell Booger ever again because I don't want him showing back up.
Ah!
tired, Karen. Good night.
Boynie, we haven't fooled around in a while.
No, not tonight, Karen. I'm too tired.
Come on, Boynie. Mama needs to love it.
Ugh, Karen, don't call yourself Mama.
Come on, Boynie. Get over here and love Mommy.
No, stop calling yourself Mommy. That's weird.
Boynie, I'll be your Mommy. You'll be my good little boy.
No, I don't like this. You're making me think about my mother. It's not hot. It's not sexy. Now there's no chance of anything happening because I'm too busy thinking about my mom. Good night.
Fine, Boynie. Good night.
Making waffles.
Waffles?
What are you doing in here, donkey?
Shrek? Well, I was gonna make some waffles.
You better get out of my swamp, because I want to eat the Sara Lee creamy cream cheesecake!
Shrek?
Shrek, you just shit yourself.
Better out than in, I always say.
What the fuck is going on here?
Wait, Shrek? I think he wants some waffles.
No, I think he wants some cheesecake.
Waffles.
Cheesecake.
Waffles.
Cheesecake.
No, get away from me. I don't want waffles or cheesecake. No, man. What the fuck?
Boy, what's wrong?
Shrek and Donkey were trying to feed me waffles and cheesecake.
What?
Shrek and Donkey from DreamWorks Shrek were trying to feed me their food.
Boynie, you were just having a nightmare.
No, Karen, this didn't feel like a nightmare. It was very real. They came right through that door.
Boynie, you want me to check to see if an ogre or a donkey's out there?
Yes, please.
Trying to feed you pastries.
I'm scared.
Okay, I'll check. No Shrek or Donkey over here, Boynie.
Are you sure, Karen?
Nope, I don't see anyone.
No waffles or cheesecake?
No, Boynie.
Okay.
So go back to sleep, Boynie.
But what if they come back and they try to feed me again?
They won't, Boynie.
But waffles and cheesecake, Karen, that's a lot of carbs.
Sounds pretty good to Mama.
Okay, never mind. I'm going back to sleep.
Good night, Boynie.
Stop it, Karen. It's not Karen.
Uh-huh.
It's Shrek!
And Donkey!
Cheesecake!
And waffles!
Boynie, what?
The Shrek and Donkey, they were back and they were in the bed right where you are.
Where, Boynie? Where?
But they were there and there was cheesecake and waffles.
Where's the food, Boynie? Where?
Oh.
Well, Boynie, go back to sleep. You're having nightmares.
No, Karen. I can't do that. I can't sleep like this.
Well, Boynie, I know what'll put you to sleep.
No, don't touch me. You remind me of Shrek.
Hey, Boynie, you're up early.
I've been up since 1 a.m.
What? Why?
I keep having nightmares about Shrek and Donkey trying to feed me cheesecake and waffles.
Boynie, you're being silly.
There's nothing silly about it, Karen. It's very real and it's a problem.
Well, Boynie, you need to get some sleep.
Duh. I know how sleep works, Karen. Jesus. I think I'm just going to go to work.
What? You're going to go in early?
Yes, because your voice is pissing me off.
Boynie!
Hey, Daddy, what do you call a black gay school bus driver?
I don't know what.
By his name, you racist homophobe.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, geez, Marvin, wow.
Well, No. I thought there was like a punchline. I thought it was a joke.
What? What's funny about that?
No. He was supposed to tell me what you call him.
Yes, and you should say by his name.
No, I thought there was going to be... Whatever.
Well, Daddy, I really need you to call a doctor because I put a grapefruit in the microwave for 5 minutes, cut a hole in it, and it burned me down there.
Tell me, why are we doing that with a grapefruit?
Well, I don't know, but I have a burning pee hole tube.
Okay, fine, I'll call a doctor.
Jeffy, I'm sorry you dropped a grapefruit in your lap.
Yeah, and I kept dropping it over and over and over and over and over again.
Huh.
Hey there, somebody call a really tired doctor.
Jeffy humped a grapefruit.
Yeah, my pee hole tube burns.
Don't do that.
Okay, well, I'll remember that next time I'm doing it.
Well, I guess my work here is done.
Wait, are you going to sleep?
No, I can't. I have bad dreams.
Bad dreams?
Yeah, all night I keep having the same kind of nightmare about Shrek and Donkey trying to feed me cheesecake and waffles.
That doesn't sound so bad.
It's fucking terrifying.
Wait, why are you having dreams of Shrek and Donkey?
I don't know. It's not like I think about them ever.
Well, Shrek lives in my house.
What?
Yeah, he's in that bathroom taking a shit 90% of the day.
Shrek, from the movie Shrek, is shitting in your house.
Yeah, he lives here. He eats cheesecake in the kitchen.
He eats cheesecake? I gotta talk to him. He's intentionally fucking with my dreams.
Okay, I mean, we can go talk to him, but I mean, it's gonna smell really bad in that bathroom.
I don't care. I need to talk to him. Come on.
Hey, hold on real quick. What do you call a gay black school bus driver?
By his name, what else would you call him?
Exactly, but my daddy thought it was a joke.
What? See, Marvin?
What would you call him, Marvin?
I thought that, I don't know. I thought there was going to be a joke. Like, I thought, you know, he's saying, what do you call him? And there'd be some clever name.
Making fun of black gay people is not funny, Marvin.
I'm not making fun of him. He set me up. Well, let me set you up. What do you call a starving African kid?
Hungry? What the fuck? What? Why? What would you call him?
I don't have any...
He's already hungry, Marvin. You're going to make jokes about him, too? It's fucked up, man.
No. Like, imagine I'm like, his name is Starving Hungry Boy.
That's fucked up.
Wow, Daddy.
I cannot believe you said
no,
that.
No, like, it's a joke.
Marvin, that's not funny.
Oh, okay. It's like, what do you call a gay bird? Like a parrot, because he's orange and blue and green. And like the
orange?
Fucking what?
You're going to need to work on new material, Daddy.
That wasn't even offensive, it just didn't make sense. Let's go talk to Shrek.
Oh, Fruit Loop Dick! Colorful and fucking shit with milk and fun.
Jesse.
Oh, God.
Marvin, why are you wearing that?
Because of the smell.
What smell?
Oh, God, that smell. Oh, so bad.
Oh, God. Flopping, Marvin.
It's a lot. It's like I'm shitting softballs right out of my asshole, because all I need is cheesecake. It's like little cheesecake softballs. You need to fucking package them up and sell them in a six-pack.
Where does it all come from?
I don't even know. It's all in my stomach.
It's all I eat is cheesecake. And let me tell you something. I'm lactose intolerant.
I need to talk to you because you showed up in my dream last night.
Oh, I showed up in your dream?
Yeah, you and Donkey.
Oh, you hear that, Donkey? We were in his dream.
Why is he calling you Donkey?
He's called me Donkey ever since the day I met him.
Hey, no, Donkey, come here! Hold me, Donkey!
What?
Hold me, Donkey!
Ah! Ah!
Donkey, we need like a brace bar installed from the ceiling down, like a roller coaster so I can hold on to it. Ah! You'd be like, keep your arms and legs inside the shitter at all times!
I don't care about all that. I just want you to get out of my dreams.
Oh, okay. One more thing. We're out of toilet paper, so I've been using paper towels and a loofah.
But that's my loofah.
Oh, I stick it in my ass, and I'm like shitting cottontail, and I look like a little bunny rabbit when I shit, just making little rabbit turns.
I just want to stop having nightmares about you.
You know what? What if I sit here and watch him all night while you sleep to make sure he's not getting your dream?
Okay, really? You'll watch him all night?
All night.
Okay, just make sure you keep an eye on him. I'm going to sleep really good tonight.
Fuck! God damn it! Just got one more visit to the donkey. This one's gonna be like a basketball. Colin Rogers!
Time for bed, Karen.
Boyne, you're in a good mood tonight.
Well, that's because I solved my Shrek nightmare problem.
How'd you do that, Boyne?
Well, my friend Marvin knows Shrek personally.
Wait, that's impossible, Boyne. He's a cartoon character.
No. He's very real. He lives at Marvin's house, and apparently he takes really stinky shits.
Ah, that's what you and Shrek have in common.
Karen. My shits are smelly at worst. They are not stinky.
Could have fooled me, Boyne. Woo!
Look, it doesn't matter because Marvin is going to watch Shrek all night and make sure he doesn't come in my dreams.
Whatever you say, Boyne.
Let's go to sleep.
Okay. I'm coming in your dreams!
Wahoo! Ah, Wobbles! Shrek came in my dream all over the place!
What, Boyne? I thought your friend was watching him.
I thought so, too. I'm gonna have a word with him.
Put the cork in my ass, Donkey!
The cork is in your ass.
I don't feel it. You might need to get the bigger one. The glass one.
Okay, I'll grab the glass.
Marvin!
What?
Shrek came in my dream, literally.
Well, he's been here the whole time. I've been trying to put a cork in his ass so we can go to sleep.
Well, I can't get any sleep like this.
So you're telling me I don't have to watch him anymore?
No.
Okay, good. All right, Shrek, I'm gonna leave. You're on your own, buddy.
But Donkey! I need the glass cork! I'm about to give birth in here! Oh, I fell out! I can't even wipe, Donkey! My arms are too short!
Well, then how do you wipe?
I don't! Hurry, Donkey, the glass cork!
Clean up over there!
Oh, Donkey! It's all over the walls! It smells so fucking bad in here, Donkey!
We should go.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Marvin, I can't believe you let Shrek live in your house.
Wait, Jeffy, what are you doing?
It's my big rubber nutsack.
Well, knock it off. I don't let Shrek live here. He just showed up and he's never left. We have to get him out of my house.
Well, right now we need to get him out of my dreams.
I don't know how to get him out of your dreams. Dream about something else.
I've tried. It's just always Shrek and Donkey. I just wish there was some kind of machine that would let you go into my dreams with me so we could beat up Shrek and Donkey together.
Well, that does not exist.
Hey, I think I saw something like that on TikTok shop. It's called a dream machine.
Well, buy it.
Yeah, go buy it.
Oh, okay.
Okay, well, while she buys that, what do you want to do?
There's another grapefruit calling my name.
But didn't you tell him not to do that?
I told him. He doesn't have to listen.
Well, you want
to
play rock, paper, scissors?
Hey, yeah, that reminds me of this kid I went to high school with. Rock, paper, scissors, Sid. Yeah, let me tell you about him. So when I was in high school, there was this kid named Rock, Paper, Scissors. Listen, I am just so tired. I can't even think of a lie right now. I'm going to just lay here until she comes back.
Hey, I bought it!
No. You bought it? Okay, when's it going to be here? What? That must be it at the door. You want to go get it, buddy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's go. Okay, I think it's all set up.
Boynie, what is this mess?
This is the dream machine, Karen.
The what?
The dream machine. It'll let Marvin go into my dreams so we can beat up Shrek and Donkey.
Boynie, this is getting ridiculous.
No, it's not, Karen. I need my sleep back. I need my sleep back, sleep back, sleep back. I need my sleep back, sleep back, sleep back. Sleepy, backy, back, back. Sleep back, sauce. That was kind of a stretch. Well, anyway, Marvin, whenever I go to sleep and then I start dreaming, this light's gonna turn green. And then you use that phone to call into my dreams, and that'll teleport you into my dreams with me.
I'm ready.
Okay, I'm gonna go to sleep now.
Oh, well, he went to sleep pretty fast. Let me call into his dream. His number to his dream. Okay. It's ringing. That must be in his dream. Okay, wake up!
Yeah, Shrek, I don't want waffles! Oh, hey, Marvin, it's you. That means it worked.
Yeah, well, in your dream.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait, so where's Shrek and Donkey?
They usually come through that door. Here they come.
Let's go to the door and beat them up.
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to kick their ass.
Hell yeah. Let's get them, buddy.
Woo-hoo! Go, Brooklyn guy.
That's not Shrek and Donkey.
That's a hot cheerleader. Maybe this is a good dream.
Woo-hoo! You want to do it?
Marvin, when else can we say we had a dream Eiffel Tower?
I mean, if it's in your dream, it's not cheating.
Oh, they must be fighting Shrek and Donkey really hard. Bye, boys. Mwah, that was fun.
Thank you.
I love you.
Call me.
She's not going to call you, Marvin. This is my dream.
Well, I gave her my number. She's going to call me in real life.
No, she's going to call me.
No, she liked me more.
She liked me more.
No, she definitely liked me more.
She looked me in the eye.
You chose mouth.
Okay, well, I prefer it, okay?
No, you never...
Doggy style? Yes, that is what you did.
No, the donkey.
What? Donkey style is new. What is that?
It's when you shove a waffle up your ass.
Doing? We're supposed to be kicking their asses.
You're right. Let's kick Shrek's ass first.
Yeah.
Ah, hit him in the belly.
You think I'm sexy? Rub my belly.
That's from Austin Powers.
Hit him in the head. Yeah, now let's go after Donkey.
Yeah.
There he is.
Waffle.
You thought waffles.
Somebody pass the motherfucking syrup.
We did it!
We got him!
We did it! We killed both of them!
Okay, good!
No more bad dreams!
Yeah!
All right, let's go back into the real world.
Okay.
All right, buddy. You ready to have normal dreams again?
Yeah, thanks, Marvin.
So how do we wake you up?
I think I just slapped myself in the face.
All right, we'll do it.
Wait a minute. Do we really want to wake up that bad?
Well, what else is there left to do in your dream?
Oh, cheerleader!
Whoa! Oh, they must be fighting again. Good job, boys.
Marvin, Jeffy's birthday's in a couple of days.
Shh, I don't want Jeffy to hear that. I'm hoping he forgets so we don't have to get him anything.
Marvin, that's mean.
Hey, Marvin.
What are you doing here? Just let yourself in my house and grab a beer from my fridge.
Yup, guess why? Because my birthday's in 2 days.
Oh, I forgot you share a birthday with Jeffy.
Yeah, and I really hate it because I wish everybody who shared a birthday with me would die because it's supposed to be my special day just for me because I like the attention.
So what are you doing for your birthday?
Well, that's why I'm here. I wanted to ask you if you wanted to come with me on my birthday trip to Vegas.
You're going to Las Vegas for your birthday?
Hell yeah.
Marvin, I don't want you to go to Las Vegas without me.
It's my birthday. Shut up. So you coming with me, Marvin?
I don't know. Me and Rose have never been to Vegas together, and I'd really like her to be there.
Okay, well, it's my birthday, and my wish is for her to not come, so that's the end of that conversation.
Well, it's also Jeffy's birthday, and I don't know.
Hear ye, guten tag, everyone. I present to you the Jeffy birthday gotta have it list. It's everything I gotta have it.
Jeffy, let's hear it.
All right, number one. Oh, he's been wanting to live for a long time. Number two, Robux. Number three, Spider-Man Band-Aid.
Jeff, you're turning 21. You're not asking for anything that an adult would want?
Well, how about this one? 14 Chuck E. Cheese tokens. Is that adult enough for you, Daddy?
No, it's not.
It is a lot.
Well, no, it's not a lot.
All right, number five, three of the balls from the Hungry Hungry Hippo game.
Well, Jeffy, can it be one of the balls that's worth more points?
No, they all have to be the same color. Number six, one container of dried brown Play-Doh.
I felt that.
Well, why do you want dried brown Play-Doh?
So I can put it in my butt and it'll look like I have butt boogers. Number seven, a block of granite from King Tut's tomb.
I hear that's hard to get.
Well, Jeffy, you're being very selfish, okay, and ungrateful. Ask for one thing. You're only going to get one thing.
How about the 14 Chuck E. Cheese tokens?
I mean, that is doable if you want to get that.
Yeah.
You can do that, Jeffy.
Or you could take them with us to Vegas.
What? Vegas?
What's Vegas?
Oh, it's just the greatest place on earth. You can win millions of dollars. You can pay for sex. You can eat Taco Bell. It's amazing.
Oh, I want to go to Vegas.
I don't know. I don't know if we should
go. Oh, come on, Marvin. Everybody goes to Vegas for their 21st birthday. I did, and I got two STDs. Not from any chicks or anything. I just sat on a dirty toilet. I just, like, raw dogged my bare ass on, like, the toilet at the Taco Bell in Las Vegas Boulevard. Yeah, I got rectal chlamydia and gonorrhea.
Marvin, I do not want you going to Vegas.
Shut the fuck up. Do you just talk all the time, even when people ask you not to? Jesus. Come on, Marvin, let's go to Vegas.
I mean, there's only three of us going. I feel like we would need
a fourth.
You're
right. We need a fourth person.
Yeah, we need a fourth.
Me?
No, what the fuck is wrong? Fucking stop talking. Fuck. What is wrong? Fucking Jesus.
What about Chef Pee-Pee?
Yes, that is what I'm talking about. A man. That's a man. Yes, a man. Let's ask him.
I love a pan of cereal in the morning.
Hey, Chef Pee-Pee.
Hey, what you boys want?
Why are you eating cereal out of a pan?
Because I didn't want to wash a bowl.
Then why is the stove on?
It's a challenge. I like to eat my cereal before the milk starts boiling.
Well, we want to know if you want to go to Vegas with us for Brooke Guy and Jeffy's birthday.
Vegas? Hell yeah, I want to go to Vegas. I ain't never been to Vegas. Wait, I'm broke as hell right now. Do I have to pay for anything?
Oh, no, I'm paying for the whole thing. I mean, I only have $75, but hey, I'm going to make it work.
Oh, I like this plan. We can do this. Hey, let's go right now then.
All right, let's go to Vegas.
All right, question for you fellas. Hat or no hat?
No hat.
Looks ugly.
Darn it.
All right, let's go to Vegas.
Vegas! 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 Vegas!
I like this.
Vegas! 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 Vegas!
Woo! But you guys can't bring those beers in the car.
We're not driving!
But if we get pulled over, it's still an open container.
Okay, Marvin, I'm a cop, all right? So you can open my container to my asshole and kiss it.
Got his ass!
Just get in my car.
All right, guys, you ready to start this 28-hour drive?
No.
28 hours? That's as long as my first marriage lasted. And if this drives anything like that, I'm going to get no pussy, I'm going to get bitched at the whole time, and I'm going to try to kill myself.
Yeah, that's the spirit, buddy.
Yeah, woo!
All right, let's go! 99 balls of piss on the wall, 99 balls of piss.
The word.
Get a new bottle, piss in that one. 100 balls of piss on the wall. 100 balls of piss on the wall. 100 balls of piss. Take one down, piss in it again. 101 balls of piss on the wall.
Jeffy, stop.
Yeah, welcome to Freak Central. The non-consensual party begins. Ooh, where that booty at? Time to get in.
Hey, time to party, time to diddle. Let's make a diddy sandwich. I want to be in the middle.
Guys, we're here.
We're here?
Yeah, uh-huh. The shitty-ass motel.
Oh, that doesn't look so bad. Hey, we're in Vegas! I'll go get us checked in. 203, this is us on the second floor. And just look at that view! Look at that view. You don't get a view like that in Florida, especially not for $25. Back home, they charge us at least $50. And look at that, we got a great view of the car wash. And look at that! A real Las Vegas shooting! How about that, guys? Now let's go check out this penthouse.
Did you say penthouse?
Yeah, he said this is the birthday penthouse for our birthday. Apparently it comes stocked with all the amenities we need. Oh my god. It's even better than I expected. Look at all the goodies.
I am not staying in this room.
Shit, it's a free room and a free vacation? I didn't pay shit. Look, I'm just ready for the strip club.
Guys, what if we stay at Circus Circus?
Nah, Marvin, fuck Circus Circus. This place is a circus. Just look at that piss stain. And those bed bugs are the biggest I've ever seen. That means they must be eating pretty good. And look, Marvin, they left us a complimentary mint on the pillow. I mean, yeah, it's like unwrapped and it's already wet, but that's still, that's room service.
Hey, dang, there's a shit on your pillow.
A shit? Now, calm down, Marvin. In some cultures, a shit might be a compliment. And you know what they say? Whatever happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. And that guy shit stayed here. Oh, look at this, Marvin. Complimentary blow and Percocets and lean. We're like rappers, Marvin. We should go to a gas station and get a Kodak camera so we can make a music video.
What the fuck is that?
Oh, what is that? Oh my god, Marvin, it's a tarantula. We don't even have to go to Australia because we're already in the desert.
Guys, you might want to come in here and check this shit out. This is weird.
Ooh, more goodies?
It's the biggest fucking cockroach I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah, it is. And look, he's smoking a cigarette. Cheers, little buddy. Oh, let's go check the bathroom.
Please, what? No.
Okay, the bathroom's not too bad. I like the green tile. Uh-oh, somebody forgot to flush. Just take care of that. Oh, and it just fills right back up with piss, huh? That means somebody pissed in the tank. How about that? Well, you know what they say. If it's yellow, let it mellow. If it's brown, it'll still be yellow. Well, hey, let's see if they have a jacuzzi tub, huh? Oh, fuck. That is a human torso and a leg. Well, hey, maybe they filmed Saw in here. Yeah, you know what? That's okay. I'll just close this back up. I'm more of a shower man myself anyway.
Wait, should we call someone?
No. We better not. I don't want to go to jail. So let's just see if they have room service. Oh, man, I hope they have a burger. Or maybe lobster?
Ooh, a lobster would be my shit right now.
Oh, there's diarrhea on the phone. That's okay. I'm just going to put it on speaker.
911, what's your emergency?
Oh, look at that. It goes straight to 911. No, ma'am, it's okay. We don't need help.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, guys, I know you think this place is shitty, but it has a mini fridge. Some nice hotels don't even have that.
Well, it better have some food in that motherfucker, because I'm starving.
Yes, I'm on Crustables.
Let's find out. Oh, it's got a piece of bread. I don't know how long that's been in there. Ooh, what is this? Maybe a birthday snack? Huh. Open and sniff, please.
But don't do that.
Let's go find out what this is.
No, don't open and sniff it.
It says please, Marvin.
That's a cup of diarrhea.
What? Oh, my God, why?
I want to go home now.
Wait, I thought you said you wanted to stay. I thought you loved it here.
I was just trying to keep up spirits so everybody had a good time, but this is fucked up. Why would somebody shit in here? Why are they proud of the smell?
Yeah, who saves their shit for later?
Yeah, I think we should just go home.
No, guys, come on. This is just where we're going to put our stuff, okay? I mean, we're going to spend most of our time at the strip club and the casino and the brothel.
What's wrong, Jeffy?
Are you scared of the diarrhea?
I think I remember this place.
Hold up. Open the door. I gotta throw my son in the bathroom.
Let me open the door. I got us the penthouse.
Oh, I feel like a princess. We go throw him in there. All right, Jeffy, sit in the bathtub and don't make any noise, because you're gonna throw me off and I'm not gonna get paid as much.
Oh, it's so hot.
Yeah, I know. Wait. I need to get paid half up front.
Oh, dear, let me grab the money. Here's a $5.
Oh, $5? Big spender.
What can I say? It's that penny for a sweet ticket.
Well, that means no protection.
Oh, yeah!
Oh, yeah.
I love you.
Yeah. $10. You did good, Nancy. You did real good.
Wait, ma'am, I didn't get your name.
Nancy.
Well, Nancy, you left your tin in the bathtub.
Oh, shit, not again. Oh, grandma.
That's fucked up, man.
What, you want to leave, Jeffy?
Yeah,
let's get out of here. Let's go to the casino, you know, win some money, and then we can go spend the money at the strip club. You know, it's our birthday at midnight, so let's get some strippers.
Hell yeah, that sounds like a blast.
Yeah, Jeffy, let's go. Let's distract you.
Oh, careful. Gotta close the door. We don't want to let the asbestos out.
Oh, my bad.
Hold on to your butts, because here comes the most comprehensive vehicle combat game ever made. War Thunder. It's free to play, and you can get it on PC, gaming consoles, and even mobile. Their brand new mobile version is available on iOS and Android, which means you can take the massive multiplayer battles wherever you go and still have intuitive controls and impressive graphics. We're talking over 2,500 tanks, planes, helicopters, and ships from 10 major nations. Everything from teeny tiny planes from the 1920s to modern day fighter jets. And this is by far my favorite feature. The detail in this game is insane. Their realistic graphics and authentic sound effects make you feel it in your bones each time you shoot. Jump into epic PvP battles with over 95 million players around the world. This means you can make some new friends and then say hi to them with heavy artillery right to the face. Now listen up. If you use our links below to sign up, new players and returning players who haven't played in the last 6 months on PC or consoles get a massive bonus pack. This includes multiple premium vehicles, the exclusive Eagle of Valor vehicle decorator, 100,000 silver lions, and 7 days of premium account. It's only for a limited time, so stop standing around and grab it before it's gone. So click below, pop into battle, and I'll see you out there, soldier.
Now this is what I'm talking about! A casino where we can get rich!
We only have $20.
We're gonna turn that $20 into $20 million!
Be so serious!
Okay, $20,000!
Alright, look, we have $20, it's $5 each. Let's see if I can get change.
Nah, I think we should put it all in one bet.
We're not gonna bet all our money on one bet, then we have to go home.
No, come on, Marvin. The easiest way to win money is blackjack.
Why don't you just call him Jack? Why do you have to point out that he's black?
Yeah.
No, it's a game.
Being racist is not a game.
No, it's been... Come on. Bam! I'd like to bet it all.
Holy shit! Full red chip going now!
Oh, look at that.
Do you even know how to play this game?
Of course I know how to play, Marvin. You try to get as close as you can to 21 without going over. Because if you go over, you bust, and you have to change your pants, and you lose. Oh, you also have to beat the dealer. Because if he has 21 and you have 21, then it's a tie, and you have to thumb wrestle. And look at my thumbs. Stiff as shit.
Okay, so just don't go over 21.
Exactly. Okay, 7. Yep. Ooh, 17.
Do you hit that?
Jesus, Marvin, no. You can't hit until she's at least 18. What the hell is wrong with you?
Don't bring your daughter around Marvin.
Well, that's not what I meant. You know that's not what I meant.
No,
so,
no.
Are you going to hit or not?
No, I don't know. How long do I have to think about it? Can I call my lawyer? I feel backed into a corner.
Are you going to hit or not?
Hit! No, don't hit! Don't hit! Ooh, 21!
What, do we win?
No, hold on. Okay, let's see what he's got. Oh, 19! You suck! You fucking suck! We win! Yes!
We won money? Just like that?
Yes, just like that, Marvin!
Oh my god, it's so addicting! I want to bet my whole life savings!
You should!
Oh my god, okay, we can all play now. Everyone, give everyone chips.
Wait. Jeffy actually can't gamble until he's 21, so he has to wait until after midnight.
What? They don't know he's not 21.
Yeah, you're right. They don't have a way of checking his age.
Will everyone please show me your IDs?
I got your ID right here.
What's Jeffy?
He identifies as 21?
Okay, that works for me.
Really? Damn, I didn't think that would work.
Do you need my ID?
Marvin,
no.
Your ball spot already shows you're at least 30.
Okay, give everyone chips.
Okay, I got a 10.
I got a heart.
Ooh, a king.
What's an A?
It's a 1 or an 11.
Oh, I got an A! What's an A mean?
It's a 1 or an 11.
What, a queen already? Oh, it's my lucky day, boy. 20?
Okay, 16. Oh, shit, Jeffy got 21!
Oh, what's that mean?
You win!
Oh, I got paid already! I love this game!
Yeah, you're blackjack.
Jeffy already won.
Excuse me, sir, would you like to hit?
Oh, hell no, I'm gonna stay. I already got 20.
And what about you, sir? Would you like to hit or stay? You are currently at 3 or 13?
I'm at 3 or 13.
Yeah, it's a 2 plus a 1 or an 11.
I'd like to hit.
Okay. That puts you at 6 or 16. Would you like to hit or stay?
I mean, I might as well hit.
That puts you at 9 or 19. You want to hit or stay?
I mean, it's 19 or 9?
Yeah.
Okay, so like if I hit, I mean, I could possibly get 21.
No, but you get 19, Marvin.
Nah, I'm going to hit.
Okay.
All right, that busts you on the 1, but you still have 12.
Okay.
It went down, Marvin. See, this is...
I'm at 12, but I could still get 21 if I get a 9. Hit.
Oh, that puts you at 14. Hit or stay?
I'm definitely hitting.
Oh, Jesus.
God, you're really risking it.
17.
Hit.
Marvin.
Well, come on.
What the fuck?
Oh, Jesus. 22. What? Bad breath.
Wait, I lost?
Yeah, Marvin, you kept hitting. It was so avoidable.
Wait, I thought I was going to get lucky.
Jesus Christ.
And what about you, sir? Would you like to hit?
Yeah, hit me.
So what do you have?
Oh, hell yeah. 21.
Oh, come on.
Woo-hoo. Okay, let's see what he got. Oh.
I got 12. 22.
Oh, oh yeah, Marvin.
Wait, what's going on?
He busted! That means he didn't even have to hit that many times!
He be paying it, eh, bitch?
Wait, so who all won?
Not you, nigga!
Not you! Wait. Like an idiot?
Okay, you know what? I want to play a different game.
Yeah, I want to,
sore loser.
I want to, coin out? Is that what it's called? I want my coins. I'll just be taking these. Hell yeah, let's play some roulette! Are you having fun in Sin City? I always bet it all on red, see? You should too. Oh no, I'm good, thanks. I don't take betting advice from other people, especially not from the devil. So I'm gonna bet it all on black, because I have a black shirt.
That's what I'm talking about, my nigga. I'm gonna bet it on black too, because I have a black penis.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't really like to bet with other people, because then I feel responsible for their money. So I'm just gonna move this over. Oh, yeah, I like that better, I think.
Maybe. Well, forget you then, nigga.
Why don't you bet all my money?
on.
Jeffy, where'd you get all that money?
I won it.
Jeffy, I did not see you win all that money.
Well, I did, so I think I'm going to put all my money on Black 20 because I'm 20 years old.
What? 21 years old is what he means because he used to be 20 and now he's 21. But Jeffy, the odds are 35 to 1. If you win, you win $70,000.
Yeah, something like.
Shit, that's a hell of a payday. Well, Jeffy, I don't think you should bet all your money on one number. Maybe just spread it out or bet on a color.
No. I think I'm going to leave it where it is.
Hey, he's a grown-ass man. Let him bet, shit.
Yeah, Marvin, he's 20 years old. I mean, he's 21 years old, and he'll be 22 at midnight.
No, I won't.
But I hate my fucking ass. Can you just spin, please?
Yeah, can you spin the thing?
Yes, I will spin it right now.
No, now that he's spinning, I don't want it on odd. I'm gonna bet on even. Yeah. Oh no, my friend always bets on even. Steven bet on even one time, and he lost everything, and he jumped off the Golden Gate Bridge. Okay, no. I'm gonna put it on odd. But then, my friend always bets on odd. Todd, he also lost everything. I'm gonna put it on black, like Jack Black. He was in the Minecraft movie. That was okay. Oh, you can't watch.
No more changing your bet.
Okay, I'm done.
Black 20!
Black 20?
Black 20?
Black 20?
That's it?
We got one! Ah! Yeah!
Shit, I lost again!
I can't believe it! Did Jeffy really win $70,000?
Hell yeah, he did!
Oh my god! Yeah, Jeffy, you're rich!
Yeah!
Alright, everyone grab y'all's money, let's get the hell out of here!
Well, I'm gonna let it run.
Wait, what?
Let it ride! No, Jeffy, it's not gonna be black 20 two times again. It's not gonna do it again.
Let it ride.
No, it's not gonna be black 20 again, Jeffy. Grab your goddamn money.
Let that motherfucker ride, bitch!
I mean, fuck it. Yeah, I'm keeping my bet.
What? No.
Guys, you're gonna lose.
Guys, we came here with 20 bucks. We're gonna leave with the... Grab your goddamn money, Jeffy.
Let it ride. Let this shit ride.
Let's get some beers over here.
Oh, my God.
Hop on that shit. That motherfucker
riding,
boy.
Oh, God, he spun it. It's not too late, Jeffy. You can grab your money back.
The humpy.
But it's $70,000.
But if he wins, it'll be $2.4 million. So just sit back and sip your beer.
It's not going to hit Block 20 twice.
Marvin, when a plane hit the World Trade Center, I said, there's no way a second plane's going to hit the World Trade Center. And then guess what? It did. And then I said, there's no way a plane's going to hit the Pentagon. And then guess what? That fucking happened, too. And then I said, there's no way a plane's going to crash in a field in Pennsylvania. And then after that happened, I don't rule anything out anymore.
Batty, when that bitch hits, I'm going to stand on my head and butt-chug this beer.
Oh, my God. Okay, you know what? I'll start drinking.
Black 20 again!
Black 20! Woo!
I'm butt-chugging beer in there!
Ain't no fucking way!
$2.4 million!
Cash the fuck out! Let's go to the strip club!
Yes!
Yeah! Woo!
Yeah.
Marvin, this is the best 48th birthday I've ever had.
Fuck yeah. Jeffy, have a good time.
Hell yeah, dang.
Boobies.
Oh, I'm loving Vegas. Tears everywhere.
Hey, my name's Crystal, like the meth.
Oh, shit. Marvin.
Yeah.
Is she hot as fuck, or am I just really drunk?
Oh, shit. She looks like Pennywise. My dick's about to be Georgie's arm.
Fuck yeah. Hey, dang. I think I remember this place.
What, really? Alright, Jeffy, you're going in the locker while mommy's at work. Go in, get in there. Alright, time to shine.
Coming up next on stage, we have Fish Lips.
I'm a star.
Oh, yeah.
Now, that's a woman. Hey, over there.
Hey there, big boy.
Your boobs look like an airplane deck pillow.
How'd you like to put your neck on them?
Oh, yeah.
I'll stuff a dollar between them.
Don't gotta tell me twice.
Now pull it out with your teeth. My good boy. Now spit it on me. Oh, yeah.
You're perfect. How much to get you back to my place?
$10.
Deal.
Okay, let me just grab my baby out of the locker. Hey, Ricky, clock me out for the night. I got a customer. All right, Jeffy, we're leaving. Oh, you nasty little piece of shit. Come out of there. Mommy's gonna do some nasty work to earn some diapers. Jeffy, do you need to leave?
Oh, no, I'm golden.
Okay, good. Fuck yeah.
Can I get you boys anything to drink?
Yeah, we want the most expensive alcohols you have. Because we have $2 million and it's our birthday.
Okay.
Yeah, that needs more money. Fuck yeah.
Hey, I gotta go piss. So go dance while I'm dying.
No, hell no. Come dance with me, baby.
Yeah, get that pee-pee loving.
Hello, it is me. And I'm here with world-renowned painter Jean-Pierre Francois, where he's showing off his exclusive art collection here at the Wynn Casino in Las Vegas. This collection has never been seen before by human eyes. So Jacques, please, walk us through your collection.
This first painting is called Maasenlinner. Guess why?
Why?
Well, you see, I sat on some paint naked, and then I sat on the canvas and then left an imprint of Maasenlinner.
Wow, truly original. Now, what about this piece, Jacques?
This piece is called The Mime, because it is a painting of a mime.
That indeed it is. Now, right here, I see nothing. So, did you already sell a piece, Jacques?
No. You see, I was going to hang a painting here, and then I said, no, it is perfect. It's just a nail in a wall. So I call this a nail in a wall.
Very beautiful. Now, what about this?
This is called Multiple Skid Marks. You see, I put the paint in my asshole, and then I scoot it across the canvas like a dog.
Oh, absolutely inspiring. Now, what about this?
This is called Woman Running Very Fast with a Watermelon. You see, this is the watermelon, and she is so fast she is a blur.
Oh, absolutely breathtaking. Now, Jacques, please explain this piece, because I'm not quite sure what I'm looking at.
This is my piece de la resistance. I call this, I am never having children ever.
And why is that?
Because I cut off my ballsack and I taped it to the canvas.
No way! You cut off your testicles and put it on the canvas?
I sure did.
No one has ever done that in the name of art. That is truly an original piece by Jacques-Pierre Francois. So if you would like to purchase this piece, come here.
Oh my god, is that actually your ball?
It sure is.
I love it. I want to buy it. I'll give you $1 billion.
$1 billion?
Yes, as long as you do not have kids.
Oh, well, I do not, and I cannot now that I have cut off my ballsack.
Okay, perfect. I'll meet you here tomorrow with $1 billion, as long as you don't have kids.
No kids for me.
And you are sure you just bought
it? Yes, in the bathroom.
Not a big what is that? But you are sure.
What is that? Stupid mime.
No babies, can.
So you are telling me that these boys have never reproduced the seed to go inside the woman to be giving her birth?
No.
Hey, Jack, remember me? You got my mommy pregnant and then fucking left.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Wait, is this your son?
No, I do not have children.
Look at my fucking face. You see? I look just like this goofy motherfucker.
If this is true and he's your son, then the deal is off.
Oh, no, 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 this is not my son. This is a trespasser. He is clearly drunk. You stay here. Come with me.
Oh, look at that. My daddy's taking me somewhere. That's a fucking first. Oh, where are you taking me? On a father and son fishing trip? That would require you to actually be a fucking dad.
I do not go fishing. Jeffy, why are you here? What do you want?
Well, I had to go to the bathroom, and then I saw your stupid face. And then I said, I have something to say to him.
Okay, Jeffy, what do you want? Do you want money? I will write you a check to leave me alone.
I don't need your fucking money. I just won $2.4 million in the casino. So you can eat my fucking ass.
Okay, if you don't want money, what do you want?
I don't want to ruin your fucking life. I'm going to go tell Al-Qaeda over there that I'm your son.
No, no, no,
and
no.
Then you have a pipe cleaner dick.
No, no, no. I'll do anything. I will take you to the Plaza San Blas.
Wait, really?
Yes, oui. Where are you staying?
Oh, I'm up in the strip club right now trying to get pink eye. Oh. And I had to go in the bathroom.
Oh, okay, we can get pink eye together, okay?
Okay, really?
Oui, yes. I will be there soon.
All right, well, first I have to piss.
Oh.
Okay, I'll see you up there.
He is pissed on my floor. I have to get rid of him.
So, was he your son or not?
No. He was just a drunk man trying to get money. You know how it is when you are famous. Everybody wants a piece.
Well, I'm going to go try and find him and ask him if he's your son.
No, that's okay, because he is not my son. Whatever. Merde! I have to kill Jeffy. But how? Oh, I know. I could roofie his drink at the strip club and then throw him out of an aeroplane. And it would look like a skydiving accident. Yes.
All right, Crystal. The 4 drinks you ordered are ready.
Thanks, Bob.
Not so fast.
Who are you?
I am the drink inspector.
Drink inspector?
Oui. I am here to make sure the drinks do not have the alcohol poisoning. It is a new Vegas rule.
All right.
Oh, no. It is as I expected. They have the alcohol poisoning. I have to fix it with these anti-alcohol poisoning pills. One for you, one for you, one for you, and one for you. There we go. Now you can serve them.
Thanks.
Hey, boss, can you respect mine?
It's you.
There you go.
Here's your drinks.
God, you're so fucking hot.
Ooh, it smells expensive and looks drugged, but I don't give a shit. This is Vegas, baby!
Fuck yeah, drink our drinks.
Hey, Dad, you'll never guess who I saw at the bathroom.
Who?
Santa Claus.
That's fucking sick. Everyone drink that expensive ass drink. It's expensive as shit in here. And guys, let's everyone. Oh shit! I wish I was him. Hey, I wanna wish you a happy birthday. I wanna wish Jeffy a happy birthday. And happy birthday, everybody. And let's get drunk in this bitch. Party all night long.
Okay. This is their room. The guy at the front desk gave me a key
because of Kelsey Pete.
Because you are so handsome. Oh, stop it, you. Now you stay here and be on the lookout while I go in and grab Jeffy.
Okay. I'll give you 3,000. Let's get started, baby.
Bob, you put that fucking thing in the fridge. I want frozen bacon for dinner, and you gotta do what I say, because I'm gonna.
I got the guy's tattoo from the hangover.
Fuck yeah, you did?
Fuck yeah.
Hey, Bob. Uncle, hop up on the TV. Oh, hey, Dad, where are we going?
Hey, does my nose ring look infected?
My dick's gonna look infected when I get done having sex with whatever this creature is. Let's go!
Yeah, you gotta close the fridge. Bob, you gotta close. Bob, let me sit on it.
Okay, I got him.
Dad, are we gonna go play catch? Cause last time we played catch, the ball kept hitting the ground, cause you were never there.
Quiet, you.
Well, are we going somewhere? Cause I got the keys to my car, and I'll drive.
Perfect, to the car! Quick, it's Ricardo. Grab my bursack out so we can take it to Perry in the morning and I can get my billion dollars.
But Zook, aren't you supposed to meet the buyer here?
No, it is too risky. And I must meet him in Perry and throw Jeffy out of my aeroplane.
Are we taking my car or not?
This is a brilliant idea. I will tie up Jeffy and put him in the car and then drop it from the aeroplane. Then the car will be unrecognizable.
Zook, you are a genius.
Grab the out.
I will grab your balls.
Whoa, how did we afford a hotel this nice? Karen, what the hell are you doing in Vegas?
Who's Karen?
God, ow, my head! Whoa, what the fuck? What the fuck happened to my hair?
You're my beautiful bald angel.
No, don't you call me that. We didn't, did me and you.
Uh-huh, all night long.
Oh, no. Ew. Morbid, where are you? I hooked up with like a transsexual or an ugly bitch or something, and Peppa Pig's got a pickle dick. Where are you? Morbid! Well, what the fuck, Marvin? Why do you have Mike Tyson's face tattoo?
What? I have Mike Tyson's face tattoo?
You said you wanted to look like the guy from The Hangover.
Who the fuck is that?
I'm Bob.
What's on your face?
This mask. You made me wear it and then you sat on my head.
What? I did not sit on your head. I did not do that.
Marvin, you have a nose piercing.
My nose is pierced?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. So you got, I have a face tattoo, my nose is pierced, and I had that up my ass.
Yeah, well, I hooked up with that thing.
Yo-ho.
We all hooked up with that thing.
Oh, you know, I want to grab all my shit and I want to get out of Vegas. I don't know why the fuck we're here, but
yeah.
But where's Jeffy?
Wait, where's Chef Pee Pee?
Jeffy! Jeffy! There's a chicken in the kitchen!
A chicken?
Yeah, a chicken.
How'd that get here?
Wait, what happened to your hair?
I don't know, and I'm scared.
Oh, there's Chef Pee Pee. Hey, Chef Pee Pee, wake up!
Oh, not right now, bro. Let a nigga sleep. It's too damn bright.
No, wake up and look where you're at.
Oh, what do you want, Marvin? Oh my god! What happened to your face? You look like Mike Tyson! Hey, whoa! What happened to you? You're bald as hell. Are you a skinhead?
No, I don't know.
Wait, who's this?
Oh, I don't know. Hey, what's up? Damn, it's a baddie.
Good morning.
Good morning to you, badass. Hey, how you doing?
You owe me $3,000.
$3,000? What the?
Hold on, let me check my bank account.
What the fuck? What happened to my damn phone?
Wait, you're upset about your phone. Look at my face. I have a face tattoo and a nose piercing. I had a finger in my ass all night.
Whoa, what the hell have you been up to, Marvin?
I don't know. We gotta find Jeffy and let's just get out of Vegas. Let me see if there's any water in the fridge.
Yeah, I am so hungover.
A pig! Oh, a pig! Okay, you know what? Screw the water. I just want to find Jeffy and let's leave this goddamn hotel.
Yeah.
All right, look for Jeffy. Look every room. Jeffy! Jeffy, the party's over. It's time to go.
Marvin, I just checked in every bedroom. He's not in there.
Yeah, I checked the balcony, too. He's not out there, either.
Wait, you think he jumped over?
No, there would have been a commotion. You're right.
I don't know where Jeffy is. Look around. Maybe there's some clues. Maybe he left a note or something.
Oh, well, one of us came in first place at something.
Yeah, that was the Baldest Man competition, and you wanted to win.
Well, fuck.
Damn, you were destined to win, Marvin.
Well, everyone focus. Okay, wait. Jump on that. Ask that thing if she saw Jeffy.
Oh, okay. Excuse me, ma'am, sir, they, them, whatever. Have you seen a kid in a yellow shirt?
Oh, yeah. I saw him last night. He left the strip club with a guy in a striped shirt.
Striped shirt?
What, nigga?
Well, how about we go back to the strip club and ask them if they got the guy's ID or if they know who that guy is?
Yeah, good idea.
Okay, let's do that.
Damn, Marvin, the place is really nice. It's like a penthouse.
Yeah, who paid for this?
It definitely wasn't me who paid for it.
Come here, you motherfucker!
Now, I wonder where we met that fella.
Okay, let's just go to the strip club so we can find Jeffy. Hold on, my phone's ringing.
Are you going to pay me my $3,000?
Of course, baby, of course I am. I'm going to the ATM right now.
I'll charge you $5,000 if you want to do it real quick again.
Give me 2 seconds, bro.
Hurry up.
Hello?
Marvin, what the fuck? Why am I looking at a $15,000 charge on your credit card? $15,000 for a hotel room.
That is not me. You should dispute that right now.
Marvin, I have a tracker in your ass, and it says you're at the Fontainebleau. Is that a goddamn pig I hear?
No, I'm on a farm. I'm not at the... you talk to him.
Okay. Hello?
Who the fuck is this?
One number.
Okay. All right.
All right, I'm good, guys. Go, nigga, go! I'm not paying ass!
Dad, why are you doing this to me?
Because I'm not going to let a stupid little accident like you cost me billions. Bon voyage!
Dad, no!
Chuck, the rope is secure for the mail down.
Shut up, you idiot! We're ready to take off!
Hey, real quick before we take off, is that a car that's just been tied to the plane?
Yes, I would like to transport it to Perry.
Okay, but we're not really that kind of plane. That doesn't really seem safe.
I don't pay you to think, I pay you to fly planes.
Okay, but I'm just saying it's probably going to cause a lot of drag. Oh, whatever.
Okay, we were all here last night, but don't remember anything. We gotta ask someone that might remember.
Oh, ask the bartender.
I am the bartender.
Well, what the hell, Bob? Why didn't you say something?
I don't remember shit. I don't even know where I got this mask.
Okay, someone ask the stripper if she saw Jeffy.
All right, I'll do my thing. Hey, sweet cheeks. Were we here last night?
Yeah, you guys were here.
Okay. So was there a kid with a blue helmet and a yellow shirt on?
Yeah, I was grinding on him.
Oh, okay. Did he leave with us when we left?
Yeah.
Ooh, was I bald when we left?
Yeah.
Okay, so the bald competition was here.
Yeah, you won first place.
Hell yeah.
Okay, so where did I get this tattoo?
Bob gave it to you.
What? Bob, you gave me a fucking tattoo, didn't tell me?
Yeah, I do tattoos.
What, you just said you don't remember anything.
I don't after the tattoo.
Okay, who pierced my nose?
Oh, you did that yourself with a paperclip.
Oh, shit, Marvin, that is a paperclip.
Okay, listen, we gotta figure out what's going on. So where is Jeffy?
Hey, that blonde that was stripping here, you know if she got an STD?
Oh, she has tons of them.
Oh, not my lucky day.
Okay, listen, ma'am, did we say where we were going to go when we left here?
Yeah, you said you were going to go steal a chicken and a pig.
Well, we did do that.
Oh, God, I can't remember anything. Where could Jeffy be?
Freeze! Get on the ground! Nobody move!
Oh, thank God the cops are here. My son is...
I said get on the ground!
Okay.
Except for you. You get up and keep dancing.
Gary, focus.
My bad. You guys are going downtown.
What, for what?
I said stop asking questions. Come on. You two and the chef.
Well, it's Ricardo. I'm about to get away with murder and get $1 billion. Laugh with me, it's Ricardo. That is enough. I will now cut the rope like the up game, dropping the cow and killing my son. Hoyo!
Did
The cow! It hit the ground! Do you think he could have survived?
Even if he did, he won't survive. The bomb I put in the cow! Bon voyage!
What a beautiful explosion!
Oui, oui. He was incinerated. The $1 billion is mine. Left with me, it's Ricardo.
Chuck, look! A parachute!
Sacré bleu! What the fuck? How is this possible? He was tied up with a rope! There was no parachute in the car!
So the $1 billion is not yours?
Not if I have anything to say about it. Pilot!
The pilot!
Please don't stand in front of me when I'm trying to fly the plane. This is a single-engine aircraft. If I hit a bird, I ain't no silly.
Do you see the guy with the parachute down there?
Yeah?
Kill him with the plane!
What?
Hit him with the wing of the plane and kill him!
What are you, crazy? That's worse than hitting a bird!
He's going to cost me $1 billion! Hit him!
Let go of the controls, goddammit! You're gonna make us crash! Let go of the controls, goddammit!
I just need to kill him!
What the hell's wrong with you? You trying to hijack this plane? You one of those Al-Qaedas?
God damn it, I missed!
Oh no! We're stalling! I can't recover! We're gonna crash! Fuck! Fuck!
It's this.
I can't, goddammit, this is your fucking fault! Well, we're doomed. Say goodbye to your loved ones on the black box. Hey, Loretta, it's me, Chief. Remember that time you thought I cheated on you at the laundromat with that Asian lady? Well, I did. She gave me a sloppy toppy, but I am sorry.
It's for good, though. Throw me my cigar. I will not die without cancer in my lungs.
Yes, sir!
Okay, God, I am ready.
Good thing I always keep a pair of shoes and a pair of scissors under the seat of my car.
Why is this room so dark? Where are we? Oh, God, that light is bright.
What the hell is going on?
You boys might tell me where you were last night.
See, that's the thing. We don't really remember.
The strip club, yeah, casino.
Kind of all over the place.
How convenient.
Listen, my son Jeffy's missing. Can you help me find him?
Oh, your son. You mean accomplice for the murders?
Murder?
No.
We did not murder anyone.
Oh, I murdered something.
That pussy!
I admit it!
So the guy you murdered was a pussy. A little bitch!
It definitely wasn't a guy. It was a woman.
So you murdered a woman!
Oh, she was a hooker.
He didn't pay her, though.
So you stole!
Oh, it's all coming together. So let me get this straight. You all slept with the hooker. And when she wanted to get paid, you got mad. So you killed her, cut her up, and put her in the bathtub with acid to get rid of the body!
Oh, that body! Yeah, I saw those bodies.
This is a big misunderstanding. Those bodies were actually already at the hotel when we checked in.
Yeah, I can vouch. I saw them.
How convenient.
You boys mind telling me why your fingerprints were all over the toilet then?
Oh, yeah. Well, you see, when we flushed the toilet, just more piss came out, and it was just, so we had to flush the toilet.
A lot of piss.
Yeah.
And why didn't you call the cops?
Well, for this exact reason.
Yeah.
I mean, it looks bad.
Yeah.
You know, there were also fingerprints on the phone, too. So let me get this straight. You all slept with the hooker.
Hold on. Only he slept with her.
Yeah, only me.
I wish I did. I mean, mine was pretty ugly.
Yeah, I sat on a middle finger in my ass.
Okay, so he slept with the hooker.
Yep.
And then when she wanted to get paid, you all got mad. So she ran to the phone to call the cops. But you killed her and shoved the phone up her ass, which is why it has shit on it.
Oh, see, actually, there was already shit on the phone. I don't know. I'm just as confused as you.
Yeah.
How convenient.
Listen. I want a lawyer and a judge, and we don't have time for all this.
Oh, that's going to be kind of hard to do since the judge is out of town. It's going to be 3 months.
Where is the judge going?
Cabo.
Gary, come talk to me.
Okay.
Get us out of here. Aren't you a cop? Can't you talk to them?
Well, I don't know what to do. I mean, we could try bribing them. That works on me.
Well, okay, so, Jeffy has $2 million. We could just offer to pay him, like, maybe $100,000.
Yeah, good idea. Oh, shit, they're coming back. Hey, the guy we're looking for has $2 million.
Yeah, and we'll give you $100,000 if you let us go.
Well, that's not going to be necessary. You guys are free to go.
Wait, really? Why?
Well, this guy came in named Admits to Murder Mike, and he confessed to the crime, so you're free to go.
Huh, I think I went to high school with him.
How convenient.
Oh, well, since we're free to go and you guys have nothing better to do, can you help me find my son? He wears a yellow shirt and he has a blue helmet on his head, and we also are missing our car. It's a yellow car that says Jeffy on the side.
Gary, didn't we just get a call about a yellow car dangling from an airplane?
Yeah, but that one had a kid's face on the front.
Oh, but my son's car has his face on the front.
How convenient.
No, I'm being serious. Like, can you guys, like,
let's get away from this liar.
No, I'm not a liar.
Jeffy's car was hanging from an airplane.
Okay, I don't really know what to do with that information.
If they heard about it, it must be on the news or TikTok. Let's go out to the strip club. They have TVs.
What, Marvin? Strip club?
Bob, Bob!
Oh, you guys got bailed out already?
Cool.
Oh, can you turn the news on? We need to see the news.
Sure.
Breaking news, MK. World-renowned painter Jacques-Pierre Francois has reportedly died in a plane crash when his private jet randomly nosedived. This is the last recording air traffic control received.
I'm coming, Mama.
Truly heartbreaking. There are also reports that when the plane took off, there was a yellow car hanging by a rope from the aircraft that may have caused damage leading to the catastrophic crash.
Jeffy's car was attached to that plane. So that means Jeffy's dead.